It's a poppin'. It's the Thursday show with the Drew and Mike podcast. And present today, it's a full house. Drew's here. That's me. Trudy, Mark, Brandon here for the start of the show. Woo! Zoobs and Kennedy, the intern, who's in her third to the last day today.
Oh.
No. What will happen to our Instagram? What will happen to our Spotify? I got an email, by the way, suggesting that we hook up Kennedy, Lovelorn Kennedy, with similarly Lovelorn Vinny, the high maintenance intern.
No.
What?
Nah, I don't think.
Vinny's probably too high maintenance.
I don't think they're a good match.
I think Vinny's in love anyway.
Is he really?
What?
I occasionally see his one-liners. He's great, great to follow on like Facebook or Twitter because he's, I don't know, he's just funny as hell. And I've seen some gifts that he's received from a girlfriend.
Oh, he's got a baby, a sugar mama?
Baby I think mama. So. It's funny because they're always like, I think the most recent one was a framed poster of Mike Tyson's Punch-Out.
Oh, sweet.
Which makes sense considering Vinny's got posters of Rambo on his living room wall.
Nice.
Is Vinny still doing his podcast?
I don't think so.
You should call him.
Maybe.
Yeah, we need to check up on intern Vinny. I think he'd like Kennedy. I don't know if that would... he sounds like he's well on his way to a successful relationship. Okay, so today, you know, there's really a variety of things to talk about.
Lots of good news all over the place.
Yeah, there's some excitement. And we have a phone number for the guy that got two holes in one?
Yeah.
How old is he?
Oh, you know what? I didn't even see his age.
Judging from his club choice, I hope he's older.
71.
Not okay. A bad golfer.
71.
It's a little bit young for the kind of club he was using. I mean, that was 103 yards?
Hey, he had two holes in ones, though.
You'd hope he was using a
There's his scorecard. Let's see. Hole number one, double bogey. Two, bogey. Three, bogey. Four, hole in one on a par three. Bogey on five, hole in one. Par three, bogey, 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 bogey. It's all over the place there.
So he was
a man that went to Wake Forest named Arnold Palmer.
Sounds to me like he may have had some very good fortune today.
Yeah.
Based on the bogeys. You know, right off the bat, should we play audio of Liam Gallagher getting a fish thrown on stage? This is from Brandon Prep, by the way.
Nice.
Straight from Brandon Prep.
Has Noel responded to Liam's tweet about getting Oasis back together? Did you see those tweets?
I did not.
Yeah, Liam put a tweet out there about let's get over the bullshit and get out there. And then less than 24 hours, he's like, well, no response. So I guess that's that. So everybody was excited. Like, oh, my God, Liam's ready to do an Oasis reunion.
Why on Twitter? Why would he not?
Because they don't talk to each other.
Noel up.
Probably even have his number.
Come on.
This exact same thing happened around Christmas, too.
I think it happens a lot.
That's right. Yeah. The Robinson brothers, they haven't spoken in like 9 years.
Yeah, they know how to keep it completely locked down.
Yeah, they're pretty quiet about it.
There were ever rumors about the two of them communicating in any way.
I can hardly blame Noel for not responding to a tweet.
Yeah.
Both their career, I mean, the solo careers didn't really do anything. So when they both need money, they'll get back together.
I don't know how much money those guys would need. Anyway, do we have Liam? Somebody threw a fish on stage. Not happy. Here he comes. Come on, Liam.
How would you get that buddy? Into a concert?
So which dickhead threw the fish here then?
What?
Fucking stinky, smelly fish, man. Now listen, mate, it ain't that fucking bad, mate. Don't be throwing fish on stage, mate. I've seen a lot worse than this shit.
You gonna follow him on that? Hey, they got a hum in their system. It's worse than ours. Can you guys hear that?
A little bit.
What a baby.
Cigarettes and Corvette!
Yeah, but he has no interest in singing.
You sound like you're from London.
Oh, he sounds terrible.
Yeah!
Oh.
Let me hear a verse.
That fish really threw him off.
I have heard Liam sound a lot better than this.
Where was this?
Not sure. Brandon?
Let's see where they're at. He's still doing a lot of concerts.
Oh, yeah. He draws well.
This is in Spain.
Let's put Oasis back together.
By the way, while we're watching this concert video, we discovered the king of all concert videos.
The only guy I'm allowed to ever film a concert show. What was his name? Bob Rich.
Bob Rich.
Trudy and I were watching videos from last night's show of STP, The Cult, and Bush.
Yeah.
Yeah, Gary Graff had a clip of Bush.
Well, you should check out Bob Rich's YouTube.
No, Bob Rich.
He basically filmed every song of every show of rock in this area over the last, I don't know, year.
Yeah. Really?
We watched everything. He was at U2. From U2 to Jeff Tate at the Machine Shop.
And beyond.
Yeah, and he's always in the front row, never sings the songs.
Yeah. And his actual, I mean, he's up close, but he also has some pretty good camera work.
Does he get a lot of hits?
I don't know.
I subscribed. He has 400 subscribers.
He subscribed to Bob Rich.
Boy, that's a lot of work for 400 subscribers.
I know.
I think he likes going to the shows, too. But
just posted
Godsmack.
Oh,
I'm sorry. 564 subscribers.
Okay.
Yeah.
But
he goes to every show. Who has time to go to every single show?
Rod Stewart look like?
Bob Rich.
Okay, true. But he's the limo driver, isn't he?
Oh, is he the limo driver?
Is he driving everybody?
The Tom Cruise lookalike seems to be a lot of shows. He was at Zac Brown, and
he was
taking a lot of selfies.
Oh, did you?
I did not.
No? You didn't take a selfie with him?
Well, I think I could probably get one.
What was his attire?
He looked like Tom Cruise.
Risky business, Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise glasses, Tom Cruise haircut was perfect.
I know, but did he have like was it a black leather jacket, Tom Cruise?
I want to say black T-shirt.
Black T-shirt.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Probably a stylish one.
Because I've seen that.
Rain Man Tom Cruise.
Possibly, okay. Yes.
I've seen him in different movie roles.
Yeah, Risky Business Tom Cruise. He has the jumpsuit if he wants to be Top Gun Tom Cruise.
Yeah, that's
Tom
Halloween.
Cruise. Cocktail Tom
Maybe
Cruise.
Maybe my favorite Tom Cruise of all.
Really?
Yeah.
So does he open his closet door and he decides on the spot, you know, I'm going to be this Tom Cruise tonight, you think?
His moods.
I think the hair and the sunglasses get the job done.
Yeah,
and everything else is secondary.
Pseudoscience.
He probably works harder on it than I would imagine. But he looks like him. He does.
I like Minority Report Tom Cruise. I want to see him do that with the cool gloves.
What's Jack Reacher?
Reacher rounder? Oh.
It's a white shirt that he's washed in the sink of the hotel where he stays.
You know that whole thing about how Jack Reacher's supposed to be tall in the books?
Yeah,
Jack Reacher.
The author of Jack Reacher, I guess they're making that into a show on Netflix. Or he's going to make another Jack Reacher. He said Tom Cruise will not be it because he's too short.
Maybe I rip your arm off and beat you to death with it.
Well, you got to find a lot of 5'2", 5'1", dudes, which probably is not easy.
But it doesn't fit the character that he wrote. It's nice to see somebody in public take a dig at Tom Cruise's height.
Two things are going to happen in the next 90 seconds. Well, first, that phone over there is going to ring. Second, you're going to be wearing these cuffs on your way to prison.
Not sound tough.
There's some big news today, but we'll get to that in a second. First, our friends at Zot. M59 Chrysler Jeep are celebrating summer with some of the lowest prices and largest inventories in Metro Detroit. You won't find too many people that wouldn't love to have a new Jeep Wrangler. And with leases this low, almost everyone can afford one from DealsInAD.com. During the summer clearance event, lease a new 18 Jeep Wrangler four-door sport at $249 a month. Plus, our friends at Zot Chrysler Jeep have almost 300 new Wranglers available for you to choose from. You heard right, nearly 300 new Jeep Wranglers are available in White Lake. Or if you prefer to keep a few extra dollars in your pocket, go lease a new 18 Jeep Cherokee all-wheel drive for $179 a month. See details and massive inventory at dealsinthed.com. The Aldo Eye Center, meanwhile, getting busy. Time to get a free evaluation for custom LASIK or the incredible multifocal lens implants. They've asked people how they hear this. Many will say,
How they heard of it.
How'd you How they heard of this? Many will say a year ago on TV, 6 months ago, or this station or that station, because eye surgery is a tough decision. People will sit and evaluate, think about it. Oh, I don't know. I'm nervous. My sister's thinking about it, but she doesn't want to understand the surgery. She just wants to go in and have it done and then see better.
That's good.
Yeah, because it will freak her out. Yeah. She knows.
Take a Valium and she'll be all right.
A lot of people like that. But the problem with waiting, or you know, going back and forth is that you are losing the value of the great eyesight you'll have afterwards, and also spending more money on poorly performing technologies. I never thought of glasses as a technology. Eli's turned me around. Contacts and reading glasses. You can go with all that stuff. Dr. Yalda is Michigan's premier eye surgeon. Over 30,000 LASIK, 10,000 cataract and lens replacement procedures, with state-of-the-art custom LASIK and multivocal lens replacement for people 50-plus. Over 95% walk out of Dr. Yalda's office with better than 20/20 vision. No need for reading glasses. So you can wait a year, or you can do yourself a favor and call today, 1-800-398-EYES. 1-800-398-EYES, or go to yaldaeyecenter.com. And, of course, ask for the exclusive Drew and Mike discount.
Hey, I went to...
You heard all about it on the radio.
It's Dr. Hartrick's office today for a cleaning.
Ah, yes.
Yes.
Did you give your teeth the finger?
No. No, but they have that music going the entire time. They have all these different music selections.
Which did you pick?
And I didn't pick. I just, you know, slid in there. And they were. It was sort of a soft rock kind of a thing going on, which is... You know, that's kind of a bummer, because once their fingers are in there, you can't really tell them.
Yeah.
So I flipped off the Mamas and the Papas, who were California Dreaming,
exactly.
You know, the part where it's all the leaves are brown, and I'm like...
I do like that song.
Love that song.
Yeah, but I don't like the, you know...
You weren't up for softness?
I'm not off for fall and winter, because, you know, it's sort of imminent. But Dr. Hartrick told me, though, that there are a lot of people coming to see her. Based on your stories.
Really?
Yeah.
They I wonder how many people have gone in based on the urine story alone. Because that's the most
common one.
Oh, a bass cover of
what?
California
Dreaming. This is the original.
Oh, no.
How many people?
Sounds awesome.
How many people, when they hear this song, just curious, did you think of... John Phillips nailing his daughter.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
man.
That.
I know. That's weird. Sorry. I mean, it happened. I didn't bring it up.
And the woman
just
but
did.
No, I didn't, though. She brought it up on Oprah.
Yeah, but you just reminded us.
Yeah, but there's a meme going around right now that I just keep seeing online, and it's exactly what you're saying.
Really? What's the meme? What's it for?
It's just got a picture of him, and it says, hey, remember when he was killing it back? You know, every time you hear that song, just remember he was nailing his daughter.
Yeah, there you go.
The other thing is that I am like 5 days away from losing my health insurance if I don't do something. And they looked at me afterward after seeing my x-rays and they go, 5 days away from losing your health insurance, huh? Because there's something there, of course.
What is it?
It looks to be something underneath a crown.
Ugh.
So
What the fuck? What's up with crowns? I thought crowns prevented shit from getting in.
I know. It doesn't. And then
like
they have to
are
always
pretty loose. Boy, if somebody comes up with a airtight crown, I'm in.
This for men and women. If y'all got some f***ed up ass teeth, man, we grown. Go and fix that.
No.
I'm so tired of these ragging the mouth talking to me. Y'all know what I'm talking about, because y'all can't win an argument with no f***ed up teeth. I don't give a f*** if you right. You not going to win that argument with me if your teeth f***ed up. You'd be like, Michael Jordan did play for the Bulls. I'd be like, bitch, did he play with the teeth you got in your mouth, mom? I had a girl, her teeth were so bogus, I took her out to eat. She bit a sandwich and made half the Batman symbol. I was like, God damn, bitch. What was f***ed up? Batman showed up like, hey, bitch, do you need me or not? Because gas ain't cheap, bitch.
Oh my God, that's so funny!
Who is that dude? I've been asked a million times who that dude is. I've never been able to find.
It was from Def Comedy Jam. That's all I can remember about it. No idea what his name is.
Hmm. Demi Lovato would be the big entertainment news today, I guess. It's funny because I'm at this point where I don't really know who these people are. I thought
she's
huge. Is that the girl with P Pete Davidson? That was my first thought. Which is Ariana Grande. Right.
Yeah. And they're the same.
And then I find out that they're all friends and they're all, you know, Ariana Grande, of course, is upset beyond words.
Oh, dear.
Because Demi Lovato. And I read this whole story about Demi Lovato, and I even listened to a couple of her songs. She's okay. I mean.
Do you like Sorry, Not Sorry?
No.
What?
I don't know the song.
Oh, that's a cool song.
I don't listen to it. But, oh, my God.
This is the beginning. Go ahead, Carrie.
Is this girl the most high-maintenance human being ever to grace the earth?
Yes.
I mean, I'm really confused. She's very pretty. She's a great singer, but everything else is a disaster.
She banged Wilmer Valderrama.
Oh, that was the beginning of it.
Well, Lindsay Lohan wrecked her.
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, he's got the Satan dick, doesn't he?
Yeah.
She was the one who got in an argument with Simon when Jeff Goot was trying to win the X Factor.
Oh.
So.
Is that a fact?
Yeah, I said I was just talking about her and she got in a heroin overdose.
Well, I went through a whole history today, and you know, I remember now.
I remember the old MTV show where she was a little crazy.
Well, I remember the documentary on her when she went, and I never understood, like, okay, what's wrong with this girl?
Bipolar.
Well, it turns out she's bipolar, but they didn't know that. She was harming herself, and she was bulimic, and she was on. Yeah. But they were sort of not really alluding to her substance abuse. They were kind of implying that she was in rehab for all these other things, and then we learn later that, no, she had a big coke problem. And
you're going into a rehab.
And anyway, after all this, she's sober for 6 years, and of course, this is why I think celebrities are crazy to talk about. I got sober. I've been sober for 2 years. Because you know you're going to fuck up at some point, and then everybody's watching, and she was, let's see, was it just a few months ago, she put out a song saying,
sober.
I feel bad because I'm not sober, and I'm sorry. And so everybody's like, oh, she's not sober, but she put out a song. That is so cool.
She forgot the lyrics of it the other night.
I know.
She's not sober.
This is the interesting thing, is that she's photographed by TMZ stumbling out of a bar like 9 days ago.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, the show goes on. Oh. I mean, everybody's so worried about Demi Lovato, but she's telling us she's not sober, yet the concerts go on, the party continues. Is anyone really that worried?
No.
I mean, nobody did anything to fix the situation. She almost fucking dies.
The story is now that she, didn't she get new management and got rid of her sober coach? And
her life coach was fired, too.
Good. What, you don't need a life coach.
A fucking life coach?
No one needs a life
coach. You got a voice like that and you look at it and you need a fucking life coach? Are you out of your mind? What is wrong with people?
I thought it was interesting, though. She was revived with Narcan.
Yeah.
Which reverses opioid overdoses. But she was revived by her friends. So somebody...
Oh, they just have Narcan around.
Somebody was worried about her overdosing if they had Narcan around.
Her friends all probably need it. Every so often.
Nice friends, by the way. They took off before the EMTs arrived.
I can't blame them for that.
And then, of course, the EMTs are asking Demi Lovato, like, what did you take? And she would not tell them.
Why? She admitted she's fucking up in a song.
I don't know.
But she can't tell an EMT.
She refused to tell paramedics what she was taking that caused her OD.
Oh, please. You know, there's confusion, too, over what she OD'd on.
Thank God, I almost caught the dragon.
I heard Dr. Drew this morning, who, of course, is immediately called in, even though I don't believe he's treated. He's the Stuart Fisher of drugs and alcohol, celebrity drug and alcohol use. Yeah. And he says, I think the heroin reports are wrong. And he explained, and I'm like, were you there? Were you at the
She's
party?
Never had a history.
How would you know?
The other lie was the first thing I thought of about when I heard about it was, what a great person Demi is.
He always says that.
Oh, I know. She's so lovely.
No, but that's really the first thing you thought about. Okay. Not holy shit, she overdosed.
He's not given to those kinds of...
Radar Online tried to talk to one of her neighbors about it.
Uh-huh.
Glenn. And Glenn told them that he's not allowed to talk about it because he has a non-disclosure agreement with her.
What?
For being the neighbor. her neighbor has a confidentiality agreement.
Her neighbor.
Confidentiality, not non-disclosure. But
you got to be kidding. So it's
That's
worth
what Glenn
it.
Says.
I guess if you have that kind of money, it's worth it to spend $50,000. Of course, we know that those things don't hold up anyway, because if he sees a crime, or something terrible, he can reveal it.
Yeah.
I think the idea is that no blabbing to tabloids.
And how enforceable, like how enforceable is this?
I don't know, but I kind
if
of admire
these. He spends the money, and then he goes to the tabloids and gets money. Is she really going to be able to sue a guy who has no money?
I kind of admire the foresight of her going, hey.
I do, too.
Shit's going to be crazy at this house. We got to tell our neighbors. Confidentiality agreement.
Huh.
No saying anything, because it's going to get nuts. And it sounded like it was nuts there. Constantly.
I've always done the same, though, when I move into a new place. Meet the neighbors next to you and around you right away.
Negotiate a
confidentiality agreement.
I don't have them sign anything. But
well, your
I
neighbor has one, right, Marcus?
I do let them all know, hey, listen, if it ever gets rowdy or too loud, just let me know first. That's, I guess.
Yeah, because that's what good, normal people do.
Spoken word.
But not anymore. Now they call 911 and start filming.
I found the story I read this morning, and this was I was overwhelmed. I was in the process of tweeting, and I wanted to just add something to the tweet with the story, and I just said, I'm so overwhelmed by this. It's clear from the first minute of Demi Lovato's official documentary that singer has no problem being open about her addictions. Okay, she's right. She just did a song. I still don't understand why is she doing show after show, party after party, night after night, if everyone, she's telling us in a song that she's all screwed up. There's really no one could help her. She's telling.
Hey, rock star life, man.
Okay. It's clear from the first minute, yeah, there's no problem being open. In the previous interview, she refers to, was for another documentary, 2012's Stay Strong, in which she spoke of her daily battle with eating disorders, self-harm, and mental health issues, as well as addiction. How many problems can one person have? Lovato had Stay tattooed on one wrist and Strong on the other. She did be keeping the demons at bay. She got clean soon after making that film. However, a month ago, fans discovered she relapsed when she revealed in a new song, I'm not sober anymore. So her apparent overdose on Tuesday is a heart-wrenching twist for the 25-year-old, all those who followed her on her rough journey from Disney to troubled pop icon. How does Disney
What was she on in Disney?
How do they pick these future heroin users, by the way? Do they have some analytic that they realize, this kid will probably go on heroin, we can continue getting publicity for all child work?
You know about her dad, right? Her dad was a total mess.
Yeah.
It's in the genes to some degree. Why she said she started doing it because
she wanted to find out why he left the family. Yeah, is that the dumbest thing you've ever heard in your life?
Well, I think she found out.
I wanted you drugs to find out why my father's such an asshole.
Well, he clearly loved drugs more than the family.
Really? I want a lie detector on her when she says that. Is that believable?
Not entirely.
Are you buying that true to your chick?
No, I'm thinking. She never discovered the reason. She got wasted and got used to that. Maybe she did discover the reason.
She got a lot of money.
She liked being wasted.
It sounded like she liked partying and that sounded
good.
Yeah,
had a lot of money.
Why not just lay it on Dad? He was an ass.
Sure.
She was on Sunny with a Chance on Disney.
What the fuck is that?
Never heard of it.
The pressures of being a teen star, dysfunctional relationship with her father, and bullying. Bullying.
Bullying?
Bullying. She's a victim of bullying, too?
Or maybe she was doing the bullying?
Self-harm, bulimia, bullying, addiction. No, I think she's a victim. In fact, they get into that. All contribute to the issues. I'm telling you, you'll be overwhelmed by the time.
I have a heart and I have feelings. I feel that when you do that to me. It's not nice. Don't do it.
All contribute to the issues that have threatened to drag her under at various points in her career. The singer said her problems with food and suicidal thoughts began even before her big break on TV show Barney and Friends when she was 10 years old. So
Barney?
Before 10,
wow.
She had problems with food and suicidal thoughts. At the age of 12, kids in her class signed a petition encouraging her to kill herself.
What?
Wow, what kind of a petition is that? Did the school sponsor it? petition. They really had a petition. They went around having kids sign it. I want details on that.
School thought she was a brat.
Does anyone believe there was a petition to make her kill herself?
No.
Is that enforceable, by the way?
No.
Did the White House count? Was it one of the White House
petitions?
No,
the White House, there was 100,000 signatures. The White House would have to look at it. That's a pretty tough gig at 12, I'd say, to have a petition.
Do they have to kill her? To enforce
it? I guess.
Yeah, they would have to. Well, she would have to enforce it by killing herself. I would think that that would bother somebody, seems to me, a petition.
Somebody being accused of a grade school
petition?
Well,
the person put that petition on, I would think that would be a problem. I wouldn't think that petition would get that far. But maybe it happened. I don't know. Pressures were exacerbated when she found herself a star in Disney Channel hits Camp Rock and Sunny with a Chance before launching a pop career. I felt the pressure increase from the... You didn't have to do this.
Yeah.
She didn't have to do all this stuff if the pressure was so bad and
really?
People are... I want to say this, too. If people are starting petitions to make you kill yourself, is it possible she was a very... not a very nice 12-year-old?
Ooh, yeah.
I'm just saying. Just throwing it out there.
They have a Barney bass cover?
Of course they do.
I felt the pressure increase when the fame started to creep into my life. So she didn't seek fame, it just creeped into her life. I started to feel pressure to look a certain way, to sing music people would like, rather than sing music that I would like.
Well, yeah.
Well, do whatever you want.
Famous. Yeah, if you want to be famous.
Oh, Camp Rock is where she first started banging the Jonas Brothers.
Oh, right.
Right, Kennedy?
Are you a big fan of Demi Lovato, Kennedy? No? Why? Because she was banging the Jonas Brothers?
Well, jealousy.
What about the purity rings? Mm.
That's right. They had purity rings. Right.
Oh,
wait.
I think there's a petition to end to take the purity ring off and get nailed.
Make it a cock ring.
Huge petition. There's more pressure to succeed. She first tried cocaine at 17 when she was working on the Disney Channel.
I felt out of control with the coke the first time.
So I did a ton more.
My dad was an alcoholic, and I guess I always searched for what he found in drugs and alcohol because it fulfilled him, and he chose that over a family.
Wow, if it's better than the family, it's got to be really good. First public admission is anything was wrong came in 2010 when she dropped out of Camp Rock 2 tour with the Jonas Brothers and went into rehab for what were described as emotional and physical issues. She has dealt with it for some time. Okay, that was what I saw the story on. And it was like, wait, rehab for that? wouldn't you go to a therapist for emotional and physical issues?
You'd see a therapist.
It just
there,
didn't seem like a rehab thing. The breaking point had come when she and her backing dancers trashed their hotel and drinking and smoking weed. Oh, my God, that must have been terrible. Lovato was also taking...
I think that was in the documentary, the MTV show.
I think you're right. I think I remember that. I don't think it was...
I think we laughed at it at the time.
How trashed was the
hotel? Not very.
No, it wasn't. It was nothing like a Joe Walsh trashing. Lovato was also taking Adderall, and she punched a backing dancer, told her parents and manager she was using the drug. Well, that's just beastly behavior. Is that the drug's fault? Isn't that her being a bitch?
Yeah.
Punching
she
a backup dancer?
She can't even punch right, bitch. She a pussy.
And by the way, who hires backup dancers that are tattletales? What is with all this tattletaling? God. I live
fast and I was going to die young, she said. I didn't think I would make it to 21.
Oh, shut up. I hate it when people say,
I didn't think I'm white and I'm beautiful.
Or no, what's her race?
Oh, she's
Hispanic.
White.
Hispanic and white?
Know. Yeah, for sure.
I'm one of the most gorgeous women on the planet and I have this great voice. I didn't think I'd make it to 21. I didn't know how I'd do it.
After checking in treatment, she's diagnosed with bipolar disorder.
She's a rock star, man. She's living the rock star life.
When she came out, she continued using drugs like cocaine and Xanax.
I wasn't working my program. I wasn't ready to get sober.
Duh.
I was sneaking it on planes, sneaking it in bathrooms, sneaking it through the night. Nobody knew. I was either craving drugs or on drugs. I was not easy to work with.
Stop doing Xanax if you want a cocaine buzz and vice versa.
If I could go back in time right now, I think I would sign the petition the 12-year-old who signed to make her kill herself. She sounds like a pain in the ass.
Yeah, she is.
I'm not saying that isn't mean, but I'm just saying if I was 12 and in her class, I might have signed it. In the documentary, she revealed she would even fake drug tests by handing over other people's urine. Mm. And on one occasion was taken to the hospital after a suicide attempt. It was only when she hit such lows that she made a concerted effort to get clean. She was a judge on the U.S. X Factor. Viewers had no idea she was living in a sober apartment, a place to live and get help with recovery. She had roommates, no phone, and had to do chores. Oh, I bet she did a lot of chores. Does anyone believe that she didn't have a phone when she was an X Factor judge?
Oh,
get out of here. That sobriety lasted for 6 years. In her documentary, her second documentary? There's a second one?
Too much
I think the second one is a YouTube.
Can she stop documenting herself? She revealed that although she stayed off drugs and alcohol, she's never managed to
fully conquer
her bulimia. She said,
food is still the biggest challenge in my life, and it controls. I don't want to give it the power to say it controls my every thought, but it's something I'm constantly thinking about.
Is there anything anyone can do for this girl? I mean, it sounds
girl,
like...
you hungry?
She's got 19 demons at once at all times. She's constantly thinking about food. What happens when she eats? She's still thinking about food when she's full?
Who wants to eat? Who the fuck wants to eat?
Like, her problem is she needs to do more blow, then she won't think of food.
Yeah, there you go. Maybe blow wasn't so bad. Got her mind off the bulimia.
Body image, what I'm going to eat.
Okay, body image. Isn't she splayed out in next to nothing all the time?
Yeah, but she was always a
little
big.
Chunky.
Well, I'm just going by the pictures that were accompanying this, and that she was, I don't know, she looked pretty good to me.
I think she looks great.
Yeah,
she was.
But she's bigger than the Ariana Grandes.
Yeah,
the Selena Gomez's.
I find her very attractive.
Vanessa Hudgens.
I think she looks great here, and you know, she's not wearing a lot. I mean, it seems like maybe not dressing like that would be one way to avoid all the body issues.
The fat shaming.
Maybe not having to be the hottest chick all the time. Although when you're Ariana Grande, or what's her name, Demi Lovato, I guess it's very difficult to not be the hottest chick. Does anyone see this getting better when she's 50 or 40?
I think she at some point will tail off.
She stops touring, yeah.
The mania goes away at some point.
But then the attention goes away, and doesn't she need all the love because daddy?
Well, you might have to somehow be at peace with yourself.
Yeah, I don't see a lot of peace coming, but I hope so. Anyway, body image, what I'm going to eat next, what I wish I could be eating, what I wish I didn't eat. It's just constant. I get envious towards people who don't struggle with an eating disorder just because I feel like my life would be so much easier.
Everybody feels that way.
Yeah. Food rules.
Fans believe
she's not exceptional. Everyone feels that way.
Then in June 2018, she posted the song Sober. Mom, I'm so sorry. I'm not sober anymore. And Daddy, please forgive me for the drinks I spilled on the floor. Well, Dad, I thought Dad left the family. Fuck Dad. Why is he in the song? To the ones who never left me. We've been down this road before. I'm so sorry. I'm not sober anymore.
Sorry.
2017 documented on a predictably upbeat note with her transformation at that point described as a miracle. That's why I don't think you should go around bragging about how great you are doing. But anyway, okay. So now the debate is, what did she overdose on?
Someone said meth, that she just started doing meth in the past couple months.
Well, that would be in line with it. She liked cocaine.
She's tried everything else.
But she said cocaine, she felt no control.
Even though Glenn had the confidentiality agreement, another neighbor did not, because another neighbor's spilling like crazy about
LSD, PCP, heroin, cocaine, what else you want to know?
Once the neighbor finds out that they don't have the non-disclosure, and the other guy's getting paid,
yeah,
it's a big fuck you. It's like, well, I'll get my money from the tabloids, bitch.
The one neighbor that's not Glenn said that her reckless behavior, quote, when I heard the ambulance and fire truck, I knew it was for Demi. It's bound to happen. Nice neighbor.
Would it be a good idea to get this girl off the road and maybe...
Yeah, well, they canceled Friday's show.
Oh, that's
comes
nice.
The meat wagon.
Kind of surprising.
Actual audio of the ambulance at her house last night. Demi Lovato is currently covering with her family by her side. Falling Tuesday. Well, apparently
I'll bring the cookies.
Apparently they're not by her side very often, or she wouldn't be partying like this, right?
She's
right.
Pushed them all away.
25-year-old singer is rushed to the hospital for a medical emergency, but stable and resting. Summer singer was awake, adding some of the information being reported is incorrect. They respectfully ask for privacy. And not speculation is her health and recovery. But wait, she's telling us all she's not sober. She's selling songs, making money, telling us she's not sober. So isn't it normal for people to have interest in this?
Yeah.
Yeah, she opened the door.
I like the argument of, it's not heroin, but it's something. Who cares? You use Narcan to bring her back to life.
So we know what family it is.
They got stuff that'll whack your brain permanently.
Multiple sources close to singers tell Yahoo they were terrified this day would come. I've been dreading getting the inevitable call. Well, then why is she on tour? Why is she out there? Why isn't anybody? I mean, everybody knows where she is. She's Demi Lovato.
Yeah.
Well, is she like Elvis? No one can tell Demi Lovato.
No.
You don't feel very much when you're on the stuff.
Pushing everybody
she's
away,
crying
man.
Crying out in a song. She's been on a bad path for months. Seemed like this is where it would end up. I'm just so grateful the outcome was this, not worse. Second source concern in recent weeks.
Anyone who was around 6-7 years ago remembers the signs well. They were going in a bad direction. We're all hoping this is the wake-up call she needed.
TMZ said law enforcement said she overdosed from heroin. An insider close to singer emphatically denies it was that drug. Lovato was unconscious. She arrived with Narcan. I didn't say...
Does Narcan work on
any friend
other
saved your life.
Overdose?
Yeah, with the Narcan, which nice.
Well, opioids.
So it's something in the opioids family.
Yeah, something in the family. It's all in the family.
Well, who's that friend that had all the Narcan and the foresight?
True.
Probably the same one that mentioned the confidentiality agreement.
Well, that sounds like she didn't just start partying if she got friends with Narcan.
Yeah. I mean, that took off as soon as they called 911.
I don't blame her for that.
Nice friends.
They're bringing drugs. They're bringing crime. They're rapists.
Meth wouldn't explain why she was unconscious.
or why she had to be with Narcan. Both outlets agree. Votto wouldn't name the drug. Singer's been candid about battling alcohol, cocaine, and OxyContin. And openly, incredibly open. Well, until now. Now she's not so open. Now that she's in the hospital. She never mentioned heroin, so perhaps we'll hear it from her when she's ready to talk about it. Wait, she's ready to sell a song?
Yeah. When she writes the song about being, you know, her brush with death.
Yeah. Call it Narcan.
Singer's not celebrating a friend's birthday. Reports the party kept going at her house. Law enforcement said the outlet she had an all-night rager. But when cops showed up, partygoers were nowhere to be found. Members of her team were present when cops arrived, but no one's talking about what went down.
Mm. Her team?
I'd like to imagine that they did the Pulp Fiction big needle.
Oh,
right,
wouldn't
into
that
the
be
heart.
Way better?
That'd be cool.
But not,
especially with Demi Lovato.
Instead of spraying in the nose.
Yeah, the nose spray stuff.
Yeah, boring. Yeah, put that in a movie. Boring. Can you imagine if that's what it was like in Pulp Fiction?
That'd be pretty wild. Let's see. Her family's already making arrangements for her to go back to treatment. Her family's going to do everything. If they get the life coach back, too?
I hope so.
And the sober coach?
I'm sure
they're... How many coaches does this girl need?
Well, more, because it's not
trainer.
Working.
She's a fighter, and she's beat this in the past, so she knows she can leave it clean. So,
and a pharmacist.
It seems to me that, you know, this whole cycle of, you know, I have terrible problems, I fixed my problems, I have more problems, I have a new problem, I'm okay again, I'm in sober living, doing the X Factor, I'm overdosed, oh my God, here's my song about it. I mean, doesn't this all just cycle and work for
the
career?
Welcome to the world of social media, new celebrity type people. Everything, gotta know everything about everybody.
It's really, honestly, it's worked for other people. I mean, it's really sort of an old formula, but it's really accelerated with today's world. Is there anybody who's fucked up a shit? Well, Britney Spears was a mess, but that stopped working for her, I think.
Yeah.
Because she was too fucked up.
Yeah.
Leave Britney Spears alone right now!
I think when Child Protective Services take the kids away, people kind of go,
Well, when your dad is...
Yeah, and you can't have a cell phone. Yeah,
your dad has all your money. I mean, he has to give you an allowance.
Honestly, when I read the whole story about her dad having to take over all her affairs, including she had to ask for her cell phone, I said... This is like a child.
I know.
This isn't just somebody a little messed up, you know, needing rehab. She's an idiot.
That's forever, too. Like, that can't be reversed.
Well,
she will be a ward of her parents for the rest of her life.
It sounds that way, but what if her parents die before she does? What do they do?
It will go to another family member. Like, that's what I read up on, is that she is really kind of screwed in that. She can never really have her own independent life ever again.
She can never have her own money.
No, she can
she
go back
makes
to
all
court,
this money.
Can't
she can't
she
touch
prove
it.
That she's okay. What if she gets married and it's a responsible person, which is so out of the question.
Oh, they could be the guardian. Yeah, no,
it's one of these
out of question. That's ridiculous.
You know, it's very similar to
what a concept for marrying a responsible person.
Yeah, I don't know how that would work when you do get married. That could be something there. Yeah. But she won't. She's. It's one of these rules where it's really hard to get back your freedom.
She's really. She's pretty
cooked in that regard. Court, though.
You charge me, Brandon.
It kind of seems like she maybe likes it that way, though, because somebody is taking care of the details.
Yeah. Right. She needs parents. Yeah.
Like K-Fed.
She needs parents for life.
Yeah. Although, I think if I were her, I would want to claw some of that money back from her.
I would too.
Yeah.
God.
I think, you know, if I were her, you know what I'd do? I'd go on Cameo privately and have my Cameo money coming in.
And undercut his Cameo?
She just did a residency.
Yeah. You better fucking ask somebody.
Hey,
she made $34 million last year, so.
The estate sale is off.
I know. So bummed.
Melissa Gilbert and.
Can we stop talking about Melissa Gilbert, please? Can the media stop talking about her stupid life and her taxes that she owes and her stupid estate sale and the DVDs they want to sell?
I know. I wanted some of those autographed DVDs that.
We were actually going to go.
Just see what crap they have.
Yeah. But now they've canceled it, so.
Wow.
Why did they cancel it?
They won't say.
They did not say.
They won't say.
No, they have to say, because they got us all wigged out and worked up over their stupid estate sale.
Nah, we all just laughed at them.
There were broke sale, and we want to scrounge some money out of you losers who are looking
for
shitty, shitty celebrity stuff to buy.
Well, Mark's theory is that they're going to stay.
Yeah.
They're not going to move because they can't afford to live in New York City, which I think there's...
Whoever they were going to stay with said, you can't stay with us anymore, Busfield. Beat it. Yeah. Beat it.
She can stay, not you. Yeah. Due to reasons beyond our control, we must cancel the estate sale. We have enjoyed working with the people at Poof. So nothing goes poof then.
It's not for sale.
They claim that there was too much of a response, as if.
I kind
of
wonder.
Oh,
that.
Too much of a response. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, they didn't. They don't want to sell everything.
They're hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt, and there's too much interest in buying their crap.
Yep, too much.
Yeah, well, we would be, you know, just go to Gawk, see what it was like.
How ridiculous.
You had to have van service from the end of the driveway.
Yeah, they had a shuttle service on their driveway. God forbid should someone park in front of the house.
How do they have a big house when they're all this money in debt to the IRS?
Oh, right.
That's kind of interesting.
In Brighton.
Mm-hmm. Just a couple items quickly before I mention what's going on with Thomas A. Mazoway. Larry Nassar was assaulted. He was loud in the general populace.
Good.
Bufu justice was set upon him.
Good.
And penis.
I hope the person that committed the Bufu justice was telling him that it was a legitimate medical procedure.
Yeah, hopefully.
Steal his line.
It was a prison colonoscopy.
Yeah, we have to put this in there to straighten out your...
Yeah, he had to straighten out his hips with his penis inside his butt.
Oh, wow, that's... If they didn't say that, they should have.
I know. Wouldn't that be great?
That's so cute.
That's what he did to hundreds of women.
Did you see Engler on Capitol Hill?
Oh, for the hearing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Meh. It's a big dog and pony show.
He denied offering the girl money.
The kickback, yeah.
The one that was so upset because she said, he said, would you take $250,000? Now... When that happened, it's interesting. You know, a lot of these stories.
She has evidence of that. Isn't he guilty of perjury?
He would be guilty of perjury.
I mean, I don't know. Are you sworn in when you're talking to Congress?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, I believe. I'm almost certain of it. The story was that he offered her $250,000 and was very rude about it. And would you take that? You know, that sort of thing. And the other side of the story, which I'm not sure who told it, was that She and her mother demanded a meeting with Engler, and he initially refused because, I guess, the legal schmeagle part of it. Uh-huh. I don't know. But then they felt, no, you have to meet with her. Yeah. And then in the meeting...
We can finally start the big meeting.
He brought up, you know, would you settle for $250? Yeah, what do you say? And they were, of course, furious and revealed it to the media immediately. But so I think at that point, okay, whether it's true or not, he has to apologize. It's no win to argue with this victim.
Yeah. Cause...
And he did. I don't think he did right away, but eventually he did. So then he goes on Capitol Hill, and the assumption is that, yeah, something shitty happened. But they asked him, pretty abominable behavior with those people. And did you offer $250,000? No.
Oh.
Said, did you meet with those victim? Yes, I did, at their request. And the girl, and I can't remember her name, she's one of the more high profile, because she's the one that really made this happen.
Like Allie
Denhaller?
Yeah, I think that's
Rachel
who it was.
Is it Rachel Denhaller? She's
at the hearing, and somebody had a camera on her mouthing, liar!
You lied to me.
Wow.
Whoa.
And Engler's sitting there, I mean, he didn't flinch. He just answered the question. By the way, he's very tan.
Is he?
Really?
Yeah, which I've never seen John Engler tan before.
A weird look.
It was weird. You know what I pictured, though? I pictured him sitting out in the sun too long and having rolls of white within tan skin. I wished my brain didn't work that hard, but it did, and I couldn't help myself.
And he's sweaty. He had to be sweaty.
I just picture really bright shoulders because that part's burning his head.
The whole part about being in the sun just seemed like a really bummer. I mean, he looked healthier, tan, but then you see how he's a big guy. God, he's big. So there's that.
Golf.
Then, this was just something that came up and I thought was worth noting. Did you read the Otto Warmbier story?
Yeah, I thought it was wild.
There's something new?
Yeah.
Yeah, when he was returned here, he had attempted suicide.
What?
And that was what was wrong with him.
Really?
Yeah.
According to a, what are they called? Pathologist?
The North Koreans?
Yeah.
According to the North Koreans?
I thought, yeah.
Killed himself.
I would have thought they would have said that, but there was really nothing they could say when they returned him in shit condition. Not that they're inclined to say anything anyway, close to the truth. But, yeah, I thought it was interesting that they could learn that. I guess they, I don't know. You can learn that someone had a suicide attempt from an autopsy?
Yeah. Where's it at? There were no significant scars. Knowing one of his foot was not indicative of torture, because that's what his parents said.
Yeah.
His teeth were natural in good repair, which contradicts what the parents said. They could have been misaligned by an accident. Because the teeth were misaligned.
His teeth were misaligned.
Yeah. But they were in normal, good repair.
Misaligned? What does that mean?
Like you get punched, your jaws broken or something?
Yeah.
Tortured?
Okay. You fall.
Breaks.
Wow.
His brain had been damaged on both sides, indicating that it had been starved of oxygen rather than being hurt by an impact to the head. Which would have only damaged part of the organ. I mean, what does it matter?
This is huge news to me because when he returned from North Korea, he appeared to be in a vegetative state then.
Yeah.
And so I had no idea that he was even functional enough to attempt a suicide.
No. He attempted it in North Korea.
In North Korea. Yeah.
I see.
I'm just amazed that they can make the way back clock tell them this, that he attempted suicide. I mean, it just seems like it strikes me as a leap. Like a theory, but it sounded like they were very confident this happened.
Huh. So, I mean, but I guess if you're him and you think you're going to spend the rest of your life in a North Korean prison, you
might as well kill yourself.
Maybe that's...
Well, you know,
I don't know.
You know, if you think about it, though, you know, the guy that committed the mistake on social media and made some stupid tweet and they suspended him from school and he was going to the Air Force and he flipped out and thought his life was over.
Yeah.
And he killed himself.
Yeah.
You know, this guy, it sounded like he stole a poster.
I just feel like there's got to be more to those stories, though. You kill yourself over one thing like that? There's more nuance than just one thing.
Well, you know, I don't want to say I understand it because it's hard to understand anything like that. But
I think it would be devastating as hell.
I think when you're a teenager now, 13, 15, 17, whatever... Even 19. I said eternally, beginning. I think when something goes askew, there's a feeling that everyone's going to know.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just like, you know, you screw up at school and maybe a couple of your buddies know or you tell them and it maybe gets around a little bit.
And you can't bear the shame of it.
Yeah, you can't. You're just thinking that, oh, the whole world is going to descend on me. Because that's what social media feels like, I'm sure, to a 12-year-old or a 15-year-old. I think it's a lot different. So I can not saying I understand, but maybe I do.
Sure. I mean, you're besieged by people, and many of them are just trolls, and they're just trying to make you feel worse just for the fun of it for them.
Yeah. Oh, no, there's that. Oh, yeah, that part's the worst. And yeah. And if by the time you're 17, I think you know.
Right.
You know, you do something. I remember girls in my high school or hearing, you know, years later, that girls were pregnant and got abortions, and nobody knew. Nobody knew. Nobody knew.
Wow.
I mean, weren't they, didn't, I mean.
Those are the good old days.
Yeah, those are the good old days.
Positive they did? Because I'm sure there were rumors about, oh, look at that whore over there. She had an abortion.
Well, there were a lot of rumors, but, you know, it was kind of like, if you were in the right loop, you might hear about it. I don't know, people got in trouble for doing really dumb things back then, but you could keep it kind of quiet.
Sure,
everyone would know.
Yeah. But now that's not the case. Or people will think that's not the case and borrow trouble and it'll
I'm just thinking of some of the dumb things that we did as teenagers and got busted for. And honestly, no, not a lot of people found out about it. But yeah, if a lot of people had and you had to know that there was going to be this social media device that was going to, you know, laugh at you and whatever. Yeah, that would certainly make it a hell of a lot worse.
Enough to kill yourself, though?
No,
that's why there has to be more to that story.
Not necessarily.
Do you think that possibly because of the attempt of making good relations with North Korea that the U.S. is behind propaganda?
It does fit the narrative for Otto Warmer. It does fit the narrative about how terrible they are.
Kim Young.
And they are terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so what does it really matter anyway?
I was more amazed by the ability to determine this than anything else, you know, if indeed that's what happened, and it sounds like they're confident it did.
Well, autopsies are pretty fascinating, though.
Yeah, they are.
From all the years of watching True Crime.
True Crime, yeah. No doubt. Oh, by the way, there was a two-hour special on Manson that I recorded off Reels, and I was just getting started on it.
What else could you possibly learn?
I know. Well, I don't know. It's like, is all his audio contained in this 2 hours?
I live on another level.
When I saw it, I just thought, what could be a more exciting 2 hours than 2 hours of Manson? But I don't know. I'm not sure how good it was. The first 5 minutes were interesting, but I don't know how deeply they got into it.
Baby, won't you light my fire?
Manson can still carry it for you?
Well, you know, when you find some new Manson audio, it's always fascinating.
That is true.
Take out what you want and the rest throw it away.
I remember in 97, we watched that live hearing.
Yes. Oh,
that live
so
parole
great.
That was like, oh, put him up for parole every year because that is the coolest thing of the year. It would have been like Christmas or, you know,
you should
know,
get
yearly.
A job making people nervous.
Your children came to me. I didn't come to them. They come to me weak without a father. They come to me weak without truth, and they ask me, can I stay with you? I got no place to stay.
Apparently, I was in the club.
That brain was, I mean, that brain was just missing a little something. If it had a little something extra, it said amazing things. Well, empathy would
have
helped.
I am not obligated to stop anyone from committing a crime, because crime to me is not by the same definition as crime to you.
What? That's sound logic.
Yeah, Charlie.
If I can make myself nervous, I should be able to make myself unnervous.
That laugh.
And it makes sense that it works both ways there.
Sure, Charlie.
I'll make sure we check up on that and see if make sure we're not missing any new Manson material.
Oh, good.
Our good friends at Zod4 and Holly are loving the Take Matters to the Top listener contest for the month of July. To heat things up, here are a couple things Zod4's summer sales event. A couple of deals that might just be enough to get you to see Maz and throw your name in the hat to visit the dealsinthed.com studio. For example, get 0% financing for 72 months and up to $2,500 in rebates on select new Fords plus the waiving of the commission. This is got to be a great deal. Plus, Zod Ford's leasing the brand new 18 Ford Echo Sport starting at $122 a month, or lease a new 18 Ford Escape as low as $137 a month. Finally, lease America's number one selling truck for a new 18. A new 18 Ford F-150 Super Cab 4x4 as low as $161 a month. Buy a vehicle from Zod Ford in July, and odds are you'll have about a 1 in 25 chance to win the coveted trip to our basement. I think it's going to be less than 1 in 25, but it's going to be maybe 1 in 17 or 18. That's going to be my guess. Only from your friends at dealsinthed.com. And Luke Nowacki. Oh, the new copy.
There's new copy?
Can you give me my phone, Brandon?
I was dying to.
I don't know if I printed. I don't know if I ever printed off.
Call
my phone.
Luke and ask him.
Yeah. We need help from Luke.
Stupid phone.
Yeah, I need him to.
Oh, Luke loves to help. I know. He's happy to help.
I know.
I got something working.
What kind of help
right
do you need?
Oh, in my instance, I know this isn't his area, but I wanted to, like, I have to figure out the healthcare thing.
Oh, although, yeah. Oh, he is. Oh. Someone.
Zoof's walked me through it today, though, so I think I'm going in the right direction.
Are you comparing Zoof's to Luke Nowacki in terms of financial acumen?
Well, no, I only had a couple of days to get it done, so I wasn't sure I'd be able to get in and see Luke. But
well, retirement is fast approaching for many of us, but deciding exactly when to retire can be a daunting task. You don't have to do it alone. Luke can help you determine if you can say, I can do that, like our friend Derek, or I don't know how to do it. Like our friend Derek. I like using Derek as, I think simple examples are very helpful in this sort of thing. For instance,
I can do that.
It's not to have to work 10 hours a day through retirement. Call Luke Nowacki today at 248-663-4748 for a complimentary consultation to discuss your retirement plans, regardless of where you are in the process.
Is it 10 hours a day, isn't it? I put in work.
I tell you, 59 and a half comes pretty fast. I remember going, 59 and a half. Why would I put anything aside for 59 and a half? Jeez, that's never going to happen. Yeah. Holy shit. Secure Investment Advisory Services offered through Signatory Investors Incorporated. Remember, FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor at 28411 Northwestern Highway, Southfield, Michigan, 48034 248 663 4700. Although I do notice Brandon's asking a lot of questions lately with a little one on the way.
Yeah.
I can make that much money in 5 seconds.
I called Luke. So.
Oh, you did?
I have the task of collecting information. You know,
that's
just the stuff
fun.
That I have.
Yeah.
Are you opening up a 529?
I don't know what I'm doing yet.
529, is that tax-free?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
even when you take it out?
Yeah. Well, if it's for schooling.
How can everyone not have a 529 who has kids?
Well, you gotta be able to have money to put into it.
I know, but I would prefer a 529 to a 401k.
Yeah, well, with the way college is going on,
I would put money in I think I would probably overbalance a 529. If depending on how much money you have to put into one,
great investment. Yeah, a lot of death
and also depending
and blood
on
and money,
how much you want your kid to pay.
Yeah, but that's for the kid. It's not for me.
Someone's been watching Susie Orman.
But it's tax free.
Jamoke is giving our money to terrorists.
If you're going to take savings that you've paid taxes on,
yes,
and you're talking about what 33-35% less money, 30%, 28% less money. I mean, because you put the money in the 529, then you've got 28% to yourself.
My 401k is up 41%. My wife thinks I'm a genius.
Yeah, I think I need to talk to Luke.
Yeah, me too.
I have to set up. I have to set up another one.
What a drag. I mean, it's one way of looking at it.
Yeah,
you can invest it too.
Well, it is. It is invested. It's kind of. It runs kind of like a 401k. The way
do you select options like a 401k?
Oh yeah.
You really? And your earnings are tax free?
I believe so.
What?
I believe so.
Oh my God! I'd be piling money into that.
I could also be speaking out of my ass. As long as you spend it on education, that's what my understanding
right.
was.
We could call one of the IRS agents we know and ask
them. Sure, they know.
Maybe your boyfriend.
My boyfriend.
Yeah.
We got Boiler Room married, I think, in that phone call.
Yeah, there's a lot of conversation about him, a lot of feeling that that our number triggered something that sent it away from the boiler room.
Of course it did.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Maybe. Trudy got a lot of congratulatory
Soft Magazine featured.
Oh, really?
Trudy and Charlie Parker.
Charlie Parker, that's right.
Yeah.
I liked your response that you'll accept wedding gifts in the form of iTunes cards.
Oh, that's funny. That's
great. Load up iTunes cards for us. Woo. Hey, by the way, The billionaire heiress for the Seagram's fortune,
yes,
who is helping out Nexium.
I'm so fascinated by this story.
Yeah, arrested.
I'm fascinated by the island they own. Did you know they own an island?
No, in Fiji.
Wow. Why wasn't she there?
What a resort.
Why would you ever be anywhere other than that island?
And she thought she needed Keith Raniere.
I know.
Vanguard to tell her how to live.
She's a victim. He stole all the money.
Well, I tell you, the stories are just flipping amazing. Because I'm fascinated by this. First of all, because I would think the idea of controlling a bunch of women is just so cool to me. I mean, that kind of control.
I was exhausted.
Like, I can't control one. I mean, you control 50 women who will do whatever you want, whenever you want. I mean, that's incredible.
How much work he had to put in.
You're not saying the right things then, man.
What? So. I know. That's what I mean. That's why I'm paying close attention.
A spiel.
I don't have the right rap.
You're not authentic.
I guess not. There's a part of me that's like, this guy is incredible. I mean, he's horrible. He's a criminal. He's,
dork.
He's the biggest asshole of all time. He's an extortionist. He's everything horrible there is. But look how he controls women. Holy shit. I mean, it's kind of amazing, isn't it?
I guess.
I'm not saying I like him. I'm just saying
just
I'm
kidding.
Amazed.
I still hate you.
Yeah, I do. I still hate him.
They've referred to, what's her name, Allison Mack, as their Tom Cruise.
Which is a big hearty har-har, really. Their Tom, Allison Mack.
I know.
She's on a WB show.
Well,
and
she's the most famous person.
But she was not going to be. She was going to recruit a lot of celebrities.
Nexium,
and she tried.
Nexium's no Scientology either, though.
Well, not yet. I mean, this guy lived pretty good.
How
high
in
the hog.
Is that how they start every meeting?
Oh, I'm sure LRH was a huge inspiration for him.
Well, they stole a lot of the stuff. A lot of the verbiage that they stole it from Scientology.
Sue him.
For copyright. And is it Est? I think Est is another one that they stole everything from.
That chick's dad, the Seagram's girl. He was worth $2.5 billion.
Wow.
And he died in 2013. He had 7 kids, so I'm sure she at least got $300 million.
Well, the stories, the story itself on what's happening with the Sarah Bronfman, the fact that she's arrested, I mean, a lot of charges, too.
Claire.
Okay, Sarah was not arrested.
Yeah,
there's two. Sarah was not arrested. You're right.
So does she continue on, like, supplying the... Well, there is no Nexium anymore. He's arrested, too.
Yeah, but... The charge they're talking about today is that they took a girl who apparently had feelings for a man besides Vanguard.
What?
Yes.
Unacceptable.
And they isolated her for 2 years and said that if she, I forget what, if she did this, 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 or this, that they would send her to Mexico without papers. And they did.
Wow.
They sent her to Mexico. She was trapped in Mexico with no papers.
Oh,
what? She, that sounds worse than out of warm beer.
No, it's pretty crazy. I'm looking for the story because the story about the Bronfman family was even more
the Seagram
wild. The well, Edgar Bronfman who started it. I don't hear the bass cover. Where's the bass?
No one bothered to cover the Bruce Willis Seagram's commercial on bass. Do you remember this stupid ad?
I don't.
You don't?
I don't.
Bruce Willis is singing on
I remember
punch.
Bruno.
Bruno?
That was his nickname. Bruno and the Heaters. Wasn't that the name of the band?
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know what? You were you would have been a young dude when Moonlighting was big.
But I remember those commercials.
How do you spell Nexium?
N-V.
Yes.
And X-I-V-M.
X, yeah.
I-V-M, okay. N-V-I, wait. Still a
sweltering oh, N-X-I-V-M.
Okay, thank you.
Can't you do something about the heat?
Open your refrigerator.
There's nothing in it.
What do you see?
Seagram's golden wine cooler. How did that get there?
Mr. Seagram put it there.
That broke into your
it's
house.
It's wet, and it's dry,
oh,
and
knock
it's Seagram's.
It off, Willis.
Remember?
But I don't like to drink alone, remember?
But you're not alone.
New Seagram's Golden
Wine. Hashtag me too.
I'm
it's wet and it's dry.
That commercial makes me just a little horny.
He was kind of good looking back then, but he's still only like, what, 5'5 or something?
Oh, Vanguard? Oh,
no, Bruce Willis.
Look here,
Bruce Willis,
yeah. Mr. Seagram. Now oh, yeah. Look here, Mr. Seagram.
Well, I'm my kind of guy.
You make that Seagram's golden wine cooler.
And you make it wet and dry.
Oh, now, Mr.
This is a real commercial.
You're my kind of guy. My kind of guy.
Embarrassed for Seagram's.
Well, when you're hot, you can just do shit work and people go, oh my God, so good.
Who
hit record. Respect yourself. The great Staples Singers song. Remember that song?
Yes.
Wasn't that the song?
Yeah. But would
Fine respect. There's got to be a bass cover of that. Bruno and the Heaters, respect yourself.
All right.
Would anybody cool really drink that stuff, though?
No. Well, they did enough for this. Played these.
Oh, well, remember, Bruce Willis was a bartender before he got his big break on Moonlighting. Wasn't he a bartender?
Oh, he was.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he was in Queens or somewhere.
It's like a Zima.
Yeah.
Rock me in your arms, baby. Rock me in your arms, baby.
Oh, these are
I don't think there's a bass cover.
Rock me in your arms, baby. Rock me, little girl. Rock me in
your arms, respect yourself. There it is.
I just had to jump forward in the video.
This is like a top five hit. Compared to Pop Staples and Mavis Staples. Oh, come on. Asshole playing the harp. John Johnson had a hit with Barbara Streisand. Remember that?
He did?
Yes, a big hit.
Oh, that's right. They were
supposedly
a thing.
Really?
I think he wanted to hit record, so he.
So he hit that.
Yeah, he hit it. he dropped his crank in there.
That's great. Yeah, the stable
now there's
version.
Pops.
Much better.
Oh, yeah, this is a much better song.
Yeah, this was a great song.
They appreciate the bass, too.
Pops, you got this, like, 70-year-old guitar player and his fantastic singing daughters. Till I
love you. You know Tommy loved this song.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure Tom loved it. We don't even need to call him.
Oh, for God's sakes.
Yeah, boy.
It was a terrible period in music.
It was grim. Well, you know, there's always the top 40 always brings some real grimness about it. Anyway, the Bronfman, the daughter that was arrested, got out on $100 million bond. Now that's fairness in the legal system.
Yeah. Wow.
Shouldn't she get no bond? There is no bond she can't meet.
I know. It's so unfair. Her bond was so high.
I know. Seriously, though, just why should she get bond? Actually, they all, only one of them didn't get bond.
Was she being charged with? Her, yeah, Alison.
Extortion, racketeering. Alison Bond had $5 million bond. How'd she make that?
Probably from the Bronfens.
I think actually her parents had money. That's the impression I got. I could be wrong. So anyway, yeah, this girl was kidnapped essentially and kept without papers in Mexico. But the Bronfen family is far more interesting. Bronfen is the youngest daughter of Edgar Bronfen, the billionaire philanthropist who was formerly head of Seagram. Let's see. When she was 17, Bronfen began to compete in equestrian events. Ooh. She's ranked 12th in the country. Ooh, I'm sure her money had nothing to do with that. Retired from a very successful career as a professional show jumper. I want to do something more meaningful with my life, she said while defending Keith Raniere. NXIVM is that.
Ugh.
Her show jumping career couldn't have been shit if she thought Keith Raniere was the improvement.
She was 12.
What was this say? She went on to step further through and became involved in organizing Vanguard Week, the week-long celebration of Raniere's birthday.
Yeah. That's a blast. That's they all play volleyball.
How stupid. Then they used their connections to get the Dalai Lama to speak to NXIVM for $1 million.
The Dalai Lama's for sale!
Well, how else is he going to make
sucks.
Money?
That sucks.
So easily. But what does he spend it on?
Dalai Lama can be scammed for the right money.
Shoes.
Why doesn't Scientology get the Dalai Lama for $2 million? Well, since he's for sale, geez, I didn't think the Dalai Lama was for sale.
He only needs 5 robes. That's all.
That's what he wants.
They're all the same.
Samuel Bronfen was born in Imperial Russia, immigrated to Canada, where he purchased another liquor company, Joseph Seagram & Sons. He changed the name, given the success Seagram's already had with their branded liquor, such as Dewars and Seven Crown. Boy, does Zip love Dewars. He purchased that company at the perfect time as Prohibition took effect in the U.S., forcing Americans to travel across the border to consume or buy liquor.
Oh.
Well, not everybody. Huh. Company even shipped liquor to a few northern cities, breaking no law since they were producing it in Montreal. Here's where it gets interesting when he starts having brats. His son Edgar would become CEO in 1933, took control of the first Seagram subsidiary in the U.S. Edgar had 5 kids, Samuel, Matthew, Edgar Jr., Holly, and Adam. Sam made headlines when he was allegedly kidnapped in 1975 by 2 men who demanded $2.3 million ransom. Remember all the kidnappings in the 70s and 60s? Sinatra Jr. was kidnapped.
Right.
And that's why Frank always carried a roll of dimes in his pocket the rest of his life.
Well, what's the famous
kidnapping? Even though phone booths were 25 cents by 1980, he still carried dimes. I got to roll my roll of dimes.
The Getty kidnapping?
The one they just made the movie about?
Yeah, there were a lot of them. The Boy 20 Along skyjackings, that was a big thing in the 70s. And airplanes got hijacked all the time. The boy was eventually found in a Brooklyn apartment along with 2 other men and the ransom money stashed under a bed.
Huh.
One of the kidnappers, who were both from Ireland, turned out he and the Bronfen son Samuel were lovers. His kidnappers were acquitted. They claimed Samuel was in on the crime, hoping to get a share of his father's wealth for him and his gay lover.
Wait.
What?
Yep.
Wow.
That is something the sisters were also accused of doing in 2009. They claimed that a group was threatening to go public with damaging secrets if they did not hand over $2.1 million. So that was fake.
Huh.
Edgar and his most successful son, Edgar Jr., became estranged when he told his namesake that he should not marry his first wife, Sherry Brewer, because she was black.
Wow.
Ooh.
Edgar's other 2 sons are both successful businessmen, while the daughter, Holly, moved to India and converted to Hindu, changing her name to Bhavani Lev. Flora and Sarah did not spend as much time with these siblings, however, given the fact they lived on the other side of the world and were decades younger than their father's other children. They were from the second vagina.
Edgar Bronfen Jr., that dude?
Yeah. He was the one that was, quote-unquote, kidnapped.
He's also CEO of Warner Music?
No, Sam was kidnapped.
Oh,
Samuel
Bronfen. Yeah, Sam. That's right.
Okay.
That's right. Sam was. They said Edgar and the other son are successful business people.
Oh, okay.
But, I wonder what happened to Sam after he and the gay dude.
I don't know.
I mean.
That would be a nice story.
What, did they keep the $2.3 million and
married.
Just boo-foo the way across the country?
Yeah.
Be cool.
Got married in Canada.
Doing Seagram's commercials.
Well, very interesting.
I think they would have been better spokespeople for Seagram's.
Could have been.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Hey, is the
not
whole
very manly
is
drink.
The hole-in-one guy the best shot we have?
Sure.
What's the percentage on this number?
I don't know. I'll put it at 30.
Okay.
That it works. I don't know if it'll answer.
What's the golfer's name? Hall Financial Outline is open.
There's a story right there. And speaking of financing, too, we got to talk about the Fire Festival guy,
Larry Reed.
McFarlane.
Oh, yeah, we're just getting started. Don't leave
hilarious.
Don't leave us
that
now.
That is amazing.
Turns out the soccer ball was bugged after all, by the way, just to,
oh, yeah.
by way of other news of the day.
Is it official?
Yeah.
Yes.
It was bugged.
Well, that's how Adidas makes them. There's a chip in them.
Yeah.
So you can
so
download
know where their
things.
Balls are.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But they're all that way.
It's a tracker. You need to
People
know
were
their
very
balls.
Worried about that.
TMZ was right. Never going to doubt them again.
They thought it was so obvious that they wouldn't check.
Where
was he playing golf park? Was this in Michigan?
Yeah, in Mason, Michigan.
Not a bad golfer.
His name is Larry.
Not a bad golfer.
Come on, Larry. Is this Larry?
Yeah.
Larry, the two-hole-in-one Larry Reed?
Yeah.
Whoa!
Larry, this is the Drew and Mike Show calling from Detroit.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Doing good.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You sound pretty low-key about this.
Pardon?
You sound pretty low-key about this, Larry.
It's an everyday thing.
Of course.
Wow.
Hey, were these your first two holes in one?
They are the first.
You almost had one, though, once. Didn't you? According to the story.
Yep. Yep.
How close?
Probably about 6 inches.
Mm. Okay, so.
What'd you measure with?
Give us some play-by-play. Yeah, ignore that comment.
Laugh.
Give us some play-by-play on the first hole-in-one, which was, let's see, that was the par 3, 131-yard fourth hole?
Yeah.
Okay, you discussed with your caddy, of course, which club to use.
Oh, yeah, I do that all the time.
And what did you decide on?
5-iron.
Hmm.
Some people are saying that's a lot of club for...
It is.
Yeah.
But when you're old, it isn't.
Okay. Oh. So the wind wasn't in your face?
No. It was just cool, dark, damp, no sunshine.
How no fast rain. Were the greens?
They just mowed them.
Did you actually consider all these conditions when you made this club selection, or did you just go, I'll just use my 5?
Yeah, I just said I'll use my 5.
You didn't have any sort of sense that it was going to happen, or
nope.
It was your big day?
Nope. I didn't buy a lottery ticket.
Describe the hit.
It was a perfect one.
Well, did it land right in the hole? Or did it roll?
I mean, did you get it way up?
It rolled in, but I couldn't really see it roll in because a little bit of a mound was in the way.
Oh, okay. Huh.
So how'd you find out? Were one of the other guys down there?
When we got down here, we didn't see a name place. We knew it was pretty close.
so in other words, the fact that there was one unfindable ball, you knew it was in the hole.
Yeah, that's right.
And how many high fives were given out?
1, 2, 3, 4. 4.
Oh, they didn't high five each other?
No.
Oh, wow.
So then on hole number, let's see, that was hole number 4. Hole number 5, how'd you do?
I bogeyed it.
You bogeyed it. Okay. So you're on hole in one
here too.
Wait, how'd you get a bogey if you almost had a hole in one?
Well, it was long green.
Oh, it was a long green?
Oh, it was a long green. You three putted.
It was the wrong one.
The wrong green. Right? Oh, okay.
Okay, there we go. Hey, we should have more golf humor in this call. And so you make it to hole number 6. You're still feeling the glow from your hole in one on 4, your first one in your life. And what happens?
Well, yeah, one of the guys, you know, when they're riding over, they said, do something. One of us got a hole in one on the next hole. And I stepped up and I got one. It was right at it. I mean, there was no doubt about it.
And that was 137 yards. Did you see it go in?
Yeah, I saw that one go in.
Oh, that had to be even more exciting.
And how many high fives were given out?
Same.
Same.
How many hugs? Any hugs?
No, we didn't hug.
No huggers?
Okay. These are men playing golf. Come on.
Yeah, it was two holes in one. Not even made out.
They spend a lot of time together. And this was the 5-iron again?
Yes, it was.
Wow.
Okay, still a lot of club.
Well,
but
I've, yeah,
I figured it'd be the same distance, same club.
Why yeah, no, I, of course. Somebody just wanted me to point that out. I don't know what their problem is. But, well, that's amazing. So now what's your handicap normally on, not a par three, but a regular course?
On a regular course, I usually shoot just a little under bogey. I don't know what the handicap is. I never figured it out. Usually under bogey.
Somewhere around a 90.
Yeah. Between 80 and 90, somewhere in there.
Has anybody else on the in your foursome, have they ever gotten a hole in one?
Oh yeah, one of them has had a couple.
So are you ragging a couple? What do you mean a couple?
Maybe it's a couple.
Two.
I mean, you get them once every so often.
If you play 5 days a week.
Yeah.
You do play 5 days a week.
Yeah, just 4 or 5 days. If it's rain, we don't play.
Well, that's pretty nice. How are the courses in Mason?
They're good.
Now, I'm curious, you guys play a lot. Is this the same guys you play with all the time?
Pretty much. We get there between 7:30 in the morning. There's maybe 4 guys there, 5 guys there, 8 guys there. Whoever shows up plays.
Hmm. That sounds like fun.
Want to be retired?
I'm kind of liking this lifestyle.
It's enjoyable.
I'm getting I'm pressured to ask another question. Why you? Okay, you're like a bogey golfer. You're a pretty good golfer. You got a couple holes in one on this par three. Why are you playing on a par three?
What now?
How come you? Was this a par three course?
No.
No.
Oh,
it
wasn't.
No,
okay.
It was not.
Oh, okay.
Were you still smarting?
It was a regular course.
Were you pissed off about the double bogey early on in the round?
A little bit.
Yeah.
This is.
I know. No matter that. Even the fact that you had two holes and ones in the front nine, you still had two double bogeys, and always focus on the negative. I would too. I'd be pissed off about it.
Yeah, I was.
Yeah.
What now? What'd you shoot for? You got two holes in one. Was this end up being the best round because you get a couple, eagles on those. You had to have a good round, right?
Yeah, I had a 38.
A 38. You only played nine?
That's good.
Well, I played 18. The other nine holes, I don't remember what I had. I forgot.
Oh, didn't go quite as well.
It didn't go well, but I had a few four or five pars, and that was about it. The rest of them were bogeys and double bogeys.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you had a few beers at the crossover to the back nine, but
no, that was the back nine. No, we didn't do that.
Oh, okay.
How'd you celebrate?
High fives.
No, it was when the club in the club.
There had to be a beer or two afterwards. I'm assuming.
Well, we went to Bad Brewing.
To where?
Yeah, a brew pub.
Okay.
Oh,
did you get hammered?
No, not quite.
Oh. El Dorado Golf Course in Mason is where you play. How's the course there? Is it nice?
It is very good shape.
Yeah. Now, have you been living up there for a while?
I lived in Mason area all my life. Yeah, stuff for about 10 years. Lived in Arizona. And the 2 years I was in the service.
Where'd you live in Arizona?
Near Phoenix.
Okay. Lived out there for a while. Pretty nice courses out there, too.
Oh, yeah.
And
bright sunshine, blue sky every day.
Yeah.
Hey, it's way too hot this week, though.
Larry, are you married?
No, it is not too hot out there.
No.
110, 115 is perfect.
It's a dry heat.
I know.
As they say.
It's a dry heat. It really is.
Are you married, Larry?
Yes, I am.
So when you came home and you're like, you won't believe this, I got two holes in ones. Did she say, why are you golf enough? You should have had two. Or was she excited?
She didn't believe it. She was excited, but she didn't believe it.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
Does she think you golf too much?
Probably.
does she have a hobby?
Yeah, she scrapbooks.
Oh, really?
She what?
Is she going to scrapbook your two hole in ones?
Oh.
Probably.
That's nice that they're sharing it that way.
How do you scrapbook?
Out the articles from the paper, a couple picture of the foursome, some high five pictures.
The scorecard is the middle part
of pencil.
It.
Pencil.
Seems like a hobby.
I got that, and they gave me two flags.
Oh.
One with a four on it, one with a six on it. Got two balls and retired them.
Did you give your wife a high five when you told her?
A little bit more than that, probably.
Ooh. Hubba, hubba.
All right. Is there a notary public or somebody that has to verify the hole in one?
USGA.
Really?
USGA, wow.
Yeah. You fill out a questionnaire and they send it in. They'll probably get a certificate or something.
Okay. Yeah, I guess it says here the odds of making two holes in one in the same round are 67 million to one.
Wow.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. Well, congratulations, Larry.
They were back to back, but one of the guys. They had one last year. Did the same thing. He had two in the same round, but weren't back to back.
Yeah, back to back. I wonder what the odds of that are. Wow, amazing. Well, congratulations, Larry. We just want to salute you and point out your fabulous golfing and hope it continues. Maybe you'll hit another one.
I hope so, too.
All right, Larry, thanks for the time.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, we'll see you.
Hi.
Larry hasn't let it go to his head.
Oh, it's very low-key. Larry Reed.
Low-key Reed.
Where's Mason? I'm not familiar with Mason.
I don't know.
Larry.
Scrapbooking seems like it'd be, like, doesn't scrapbooking end really fast when you're scrapbooking an event? How do you scrapbook? I'm just thinking of it as
a
hobby.
Take your time.
Well, you put together a scrapbook just for that occasion, and then...
You run out of stuff to scrapbook? I mean, because it sounded like it was her hobby.
I have no idea.
I don't want to criticize Mrs.
Reed. I'm so far away from scrapbooking ever in my life. Never.
I know. I'm in the process of throwing out scrapbooks.
I have all the pictures that we look through for the Uniquely Detroit piece that we're going to be in.
Yes.
Are in a couple of boxes, just loose. Some people are better at it than others, but I have to go through mine, and they're mixed in with professional pictures and baby pictures of zoovs and pets everything.
Organized enough. You have them. That's all that matters.
A little baby zoovs.
Baby zoovs.
Allegedly, that piece is airing Friday night, I think.
It is, yeah. Uh-huh. That's what I heard.
Yeah, we'll see.
Friday on the 11 o'clock news on WDIV. We are in a Uniquely Detroit piece.
That 11 o'clock is... I don't know. I wonder what the highest rated newscast is for total viewers if you took 247. I think, I want to say 11.
Yeah.
I mean, 10 and 11. If you put, because two, well, the, actually, the edge is on 11.
Yeah.
But if you put the three newscasts together, I would think. And 7 does that 10 o'clock on Channel 20. I wonder if anyone watches that. Has anyone ever watched Channel 7 at 10 on Channel 20?
No.
I never have either.
No.
I was momentarily interested because... what's his name? Rob got the job doing sports. Rob Parker? Rob Parker, yeah. And then he left.
Now he's in what, L.A.?
How does it? Rob gets nice. Great jobs.
Now,
all
next
the time.
Thing you know, he's at the All-Star game with my dad.
I know, it's pretty funny.
I think he just won an award, too.
He did?
Yeah, I saw something about it.
I'm telling you, the guy's he's blessed in some way. He must be good. He does always draw attention to himself somehow, to his credit.
Yeah.
Mason is in Ingham County, by the way, which is where Gretchen Carlson is from.
Oh.
That we just learned. Gretchen, that's...
No, you're thinking Whitmer.
Whitmer.
Gretchen Whitmer.
It was Gretchen Carlson.
Yeah, where the damn roads
because
are.
It's
Gretchen
about
Carlson
time
was on
we
Fox.
Fixed the damn road.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say.
It's also where Larry Nassar got found guilty.
Yes, lots going on in Ingham
for
County.
Boo-foo justice.
Well, there's some big, big, big news to talk about. And do we have any other phone numbers? Is there anyone else that needs to be called today? I have more IRS numbers, by the way. I don't think I've shut that down. We're getting a lot of credit for it, by the way. A lot of people are,
oh,
are lauding us. Yeah, Mr. Jeppinus's work.
So Mr. Jeppinus takes no shit.
You know what cracks me up is people now ask, can Mr. Jeppinus or Mr. Hugh Jeppinus please make a call? I'm in danger of being arrested. And they they always spell it with two S's.
Yeah, it's how it's spelled.
I know, of course.
Court, yeah.
But it's just, the respect is appreciated.
Yeah.
That's a great name.
He's a fighter.
Yeah.
Hey, I want to tell you about my new Lincoln MKZ. Got out at Hoop McInerney Star Lincoln in Southfield.
Cool.
Southeastern Michigan's premier Lincoln dealership. Owner Jim McInerney, Hoot's son. He's been a daily listener of the podcast, so we welcome him in Star. Lincoln
is the Hooters you got there.
Lincoln is the star of American luxury cars, and that's why the late Hoot gave it that name. And the stars do align at Hoot's place. They have a newly remodeled showroom. It's an immaculate service area as well. The MKZ has a 14-speaker Revel audio sound system. You can hear the podcast or anything else you want to rock out to as you drive around in luxury. Check out all their other cars.
Sounds like a great one.
You have the MKC, you have the Continental, and the 2018 North American Truck of the Year, the Lincoln Navigator. The podcast and the McInerneys make it easy for you. All you got to do to get into a 2018 Lincoln is to call our personal sales rep, Jimmy D. Call him toll-free, 855-567-STAR, and he's going to take personal care of you. If you want to email him, it's jimmyd@starlincoln.com. You're going to get the guaranteed lowest price Lincoln will allow on whatever model you choose. Drive the star, call or email Jimmy D, 855-567-STAR.
Hell yeah.
Okay, so I wanted to, before getting into Trump and Cohen and the tapes, I want to mention there's just some weird oddball Trump news on the side. For example, Omarosa, I just want to kill somebody. She signed $1 million advance to write a book about her White House days.
Well, that's money well spent.
Are you kidding me?
That's funny. I've too late because I've already forgotten all about Omarosa.
I know.
She should have that book out in a month.
Who would buy this book?
Who would ghostwrite this book? Who needs a
honestly,
job?
Honestly, I'm totally stunned by this.
Yeah, especially after you buy a Spicer's book.
Oh, right.
You buy Michael Wolff's book. How many goddamn books do you need?
Do people really buy Sean Spicer's book? Who wants to read his stupid
book? What the hell are we doing?
Don't forget Comey's book.
Comey's book. Yeah. I think you're kind of booked out.
Yeah, it's...
I would be. I have no one. First of all, you know those people are going to tell their story from their side. And the way it is now, I don't feel like anyone really tells the story.
No, it's going to be...
I mean, maybe in a rare instance, but it's always got the partisan edge to it.
Don't write me a book, kid.
At least with people like Sean Spicer. Omarosa, I don't know what she'll write.
Michael Wolff's is pretty good.
Yeah, Michael Wolff, a lot of entertaining items
read.
In it. Yeah. You know, although I find that reports about those books destroys them because they tell you every crazy thing in the book before you had a chance to buy it.
I think SNL's take on it was the best when,
that was well
when
done.
He's playing Michael Wolff. They're like, is this true? He's like, he's like, you liked it, didn't you?
Right.
He's right.
Which people do. They like talking about the book.
Yeah.
They like talking about the stuff.
Facts...
It seemed interesting. It seemed plausible.
Nobody cares if things are factual anymore. It was a fun read.
Not really. And stuff, you know, as far as Omarosa and how long this took, you're right. Stuff is so disposable. Somebody online did a story. It might have been on Yahoo. And it was about sort of what I've been talking about, how I feel like every morning, Good Morning America, is sky is falling news. Because the sky is falling, you know, whether it's shithole countries. Or anyway, they went back through all the sky is falling, what I call sky is falling events. And I was like, oh, my God, I can't. That was such a big, oh, my God. That people were crazy about that. I mean, it was this country was up in arms for 48 hours. And then this happened. And it's incredible the string of events that have appalled and outraged, allegedly, you know, a good portion of the country. And then
it's no good.
It just disappears. And there's the next one.
So there's
because nothing changes.
Outrage fatigue. Some people are
suffering. No, I think it's absolutely outrage fatigue. And if you look back at a lot of them, they're like, really? Was that worth? I mean, even shithole countries seems kind of dumb to me now. It's like, okay, it was a dumb thing to say.
No, I really wish people would just stop reacting. You know, I mean, that really takes the fuel out of all that, doesn't it?
Well, it seems like it fires up. This I don't understand. This phenomenon I don't understand, but I don't think it's strictly limited to Trump. When something stupid comes out, whatever, which takes shithole countries, for example, or that's not the best example. There's a lot of them. It seems that no matter what it is or how strongly anyone does or doesn't feel about it, that his base just, they just sort of dig in. Like,
wow.
Ugh!
Yeah, there
we like him more. I'm more inclined to vote for him. Fuck you. I don't care about shithole countries. They are shithole countries.
His approval rating amongst Republicans is the highest that any president has had for their party since Bush at 9/11.
Yeah, I guess why not?
88%. That's from the Wall Street Journal NBC poll. 88%.
You are so generous. Thank you.
But then his overall approval rating is very, very low.
What's his approval rating now? I thought it was down.
They had it at 42, but this was this last quarter was his highest approval rating.
Wrong.
Yeah, he had some good numbers.
So that just means that things are very partisan and Republicans are digging in and the other side really hates them. Or there's less Republicans because people are kind of wondering where to go.
Well,
It's wasted energy to get mad about this stuff. You really are wasting the energy you could be doing
kind of fun,
something
though.
Else with.
Well, I think the midterms, I would focus on the midterms. You know, I was thinking about today, this current investigation. Well, actually, let me get rid of the dumb stuff first. Don Jr. supposedly virtually engaged to Kimberly Guilfoyle. And
cool.
They're going to get married as soon as the ink is dry in his divorce.
What a mess.
Oh, that's good.
I don't know about that
damn.
One.
Good for her.
Whatever. maybe they're happy. I hope they're happy.
Well, I mean, is that a stepping stone for her to be able to...
The next speaker.
She's in the White House.
Take over Huckabee Sanders' job.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, they've talked about that.
Who would want
Believe
that
me,
job?
Believe me, she would not be my first choice, that I can tell.
And then there was the Trump star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame was destroyed.
Un-American.
So they don't have a surveillance camera on the
Walk of
Fame?
Oh, they already caught the guy.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Who is he?
Let me find it. I just came across that story.
First time that's happened?
No. George Lopez allegedly urinated. He fake urinated.
Fake urine down?
The they obscured his penis. It was a water bottle. But he made it look like he was peeing on Trump's star.
Oh.
Which was brilliant.
Boring.
Clever.
Is that his best bit?
The only bit I've heard about lately.
Can you believe it?
Trump's going to make it out of something indestructible next.
Yeah. So,
I'm sorry. There was the last guy that did it. The last guy that destroyed it gave comment.
I was thinking about
Austin Clay is the guy that did it. 24-year-old.
Okay, so. I'm sure he's in prison for life.
the first guy that destroyed it was James Otis, the Otis elevator heir.
Was he really
the Otis elevator heir?
Cool.
Really?
Yeah.
Otis elevators are everywhere. Well, anyway, I don't know why I went down this path because I really don't like doing the.
Did you do the other silly news about Trump today? You know, how angry he was that Melania had CNN on Air Force One?
Oh, no, I didn't hear that story.
Yeah. He came inside and she had CNN. So now there's a directive that all TVs be tuned to Fox.
Fake news.
And that they want something called Beam. I don't know what Beam is. They call it a TiVo-like streaming device.
Yeah.
It has to go with them to the two hotel rooms. They stay in separate hotel rooms on the road.
Well, you know the story recently that he just made an agreement with...
I don't know why.
No one cares anymore.
No one does care.
No, whatever.
No one cares about the sex tapes either.
I don't know. Well, whatever. He's allegedly made a deal that saved $1.4 billion to get two planes from Boeing, two Air Force Ones, and they're going to have red in them, by the way. They're
red,
currently
white, and
blue and white.
That Jackie Onassis design.
I like the blue and white, by the way.
It's Jackie O's
really
design.
Yeah, I like Jackie. Good job. Anyway, it's going to have red in it. And the two planes are going to cost, it's $4 billion, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know how much a
$500 billion.
$1 billion. $2 billion for a plane? I know it's a big plane.
There's a lot of tech on that plane.
$2 billion? $2 billion? I mean, that's like a car for $20 million.
What's he doing up there?
What can you possibly do in a plane that costs $2 billion?
Oh, wow.
You've seen
Air
Force One, the movie? You have all kinds of security on there, or else that could happen.
Well, that was Harrison Ford's plane.
Get off my plane.
I don't know. It just seems like an insane amount of money. I think there's a little profit packed in that plane.
Oh, you think?
Just a little bit.
Wow.
I would say the profits, I want to say like 500%. There's no way that can cost anywhere close to $2 billion. There's no way.
Get off my plane.
Wow.
Is everything
gold? That's why they have to get a new one.
Inside?
Probably. Maybe that's the reason. That makes Now, that makes sense.
Yeah, that's
Wait,
all
what's
gold.
That?
It's all gold.
It's all gold.
Everything's gold.
Give me the gold. I want the gold.
That just seems so hard. I'd love to see the cost breakdown.
It's clear. It's because of the tariffs he's imposed on steel.
Oh.
To build the plane.
Well, that would explain, what, $10 million? $5 million? No, that wouldn't even explain $5
million. Well, 15% more.
I mean, think about it. $5 million is... Think of what a small percentage of the plane $5 million is. Now, planes, I was looking up prices of planes, and I know it's ridiculous. Commercial planes, they were saying somebody sold it was like a 30-year-old plane, and they said they don't depreciate a ton because they're worked on all the time.
Really?
And they sold a 30-year-old commercial plane for, I think it was $35 million, and they were saying to build it new now, I think they said it would cost $95 million or...
Really?
You know, in that neighborhood. I'm thinking, okay, $95 million, that's a lot of money, too. I think there's a lot of profit there. But anyway, you'd be talking about 20 times the amount to build a normal plane.
Yeah.
20 times.
20 times.
20 times? I mean, I know it's a bigger plane, but it's, I mean, in terms of the raw materials to build the plane itself.
A Boeing 747-8, now brand new, is $368 million.
How much was it? $3 million.
Did you say 747?
Yeah, 747-8.
Okay. Well, this wasn't a 747. It was a commercial plane, but it was a smaller plane, and they were just saying it was a used plane. But anyway, okay, 360. That's still six times. Yeah. And I know they have all this stuff on it, but
wait, more than six times. You mean for the
$2 billion apiece, two planes for $4 billion.
Right. $7 trillion.
Anyway, that aside, what I was thinking about was the two investigations that have put presidents on the ropes, assuming this is one of them. You have Russia, election fraud, collusion, you know, all those things that are mixed together, devolves into this Cohen payment, Karen McDonald, and you have Clinton Whitewater, which devolves into Monica Lewinsky, and I mean, it's just
slight separation though. Like Whitewater, Monica, that was all Ken Starr, all special prosecutor.
Yeah.
Cohen and the payments are not Mueller. They're federal charges from the Southeastern District of New York.
Yeah, in other words, they're different.
Yeah. Two different independent ones.
Not that matters.
But nonetheless, you know, the speed of this to me, okay, I always think that if you're the president, you can stave off anything. And I thought at the time when Whitewater was happening, and that did devolve into, well, a lot of things that no one ever dreamed it could have. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, just this sort of get the president thing. And in Clinton's case, you know, he could have made it a lot easier on himself.
There's no president. Way about that.
You think? Yeah. You think?
And I find it interesting. I really, truly, truly believe that in the case of Cohen and Clinton, you have a guy who doesn't want his wife to know. I don't think Trump gives a fuck if we know that he banged Stormy Daniels.
Nah.
I really don't. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong about that. Maybe
or Karen
he cares
McDougal.
A little bit.
That's
yeah.
right.
I think he probably
really
probably turns him on to have people know that. Yeah. I don't know. Karen McDougal is gorgeous.
I mean, maybe
a porn star, maybe not. But I really think at the root of it, Bill Clinton was afraid of Hillary Clinton. Well, he was probably afraid of more, but I
rightly
think
so.
She was
think,
so angry.
Well, he didn't tell her until it was literally going public.
And she threw that lamp at him.
In Trump's case, I don't understand this because he doesn't give a fuck. I have a feeling that he's afraid of Melania. Or Melania's, who could damage him more than anyone?
Oh, yeah.
Melania.
Yeah, sure.
And I don't know if he's afraid of her damaging him or he's afraid of, wrong. I don't know what he's afraid of. I don't know. Who knows?
Well, unless he thought it would hurt him in the election, but it clearly...
Well, he'd survived Access Hollywood at that point.
When was the tape made? Was it 2 months before?
Access Hollywood was October.
When was the Cohen
it was
tape?
Out there and...
Well, they were...
So much nobody can give a time.
It was in 2016, so...
Yeah. They're around the same time.
Yeah.
But it's amazing. I'm just imagining being in some kind of trouble like this and my attorney's office being raided, which of course is ridiculous. It would never happen to me or you. And then it turns out your attorney taped you, which is that blew my mind. In fact,
highly unethical.
I saw, well, it might
Great
be
lawyer.
Beyond unethical.
Maybe he couldn't remember all of the finer points and
there
he didn't want to get caught.
How is it illegal?
There are FX regulations that are different from the law. Requiring two-party consent. Attorneys can record with their client's consent because they have to make a record of their conversation. So while it may not be illegal, it's within the legal profession.
But the distribution doesn't fall under the client-attorney
confidentiality?
Well, first off,
I guess not.
First off, he waived it. Trump's and his attorneys waived it anyway. So that's almost a moot point. But not if they're both engaged in a conspiracy, if they're both engaged in a crime, which is kind of what they're saying.
But what if you don't know? What if you, the client, don't know it's a crime? I mean, does Trump really know this is a crime?
It doesn't matter, though. If I kill someone and don't know it's murder, it doesn't matter.
Well, wait a second.
Stupid question.
Well, first of all, I'm completely stunned that the president's attorney's office was raided. That blows my mind, for starters. But it's done, and Cohen... whatever it was, they got what they wanted. And
why are you surprised though? I mean, that's
a lawyer's office being raided. If that's how often does that happen?
Yeah, but they have to get a warrant. I mean, there is
no.
There
I know. I'm not saying it's illegal. I'm not saying it's illegal.
Here.
I'm not saying. I'm not saying it's a conspiracy. I'm just saying I'm fucking amazed the president's attorney's office got raided. It's fucking. I mean, when has it ever happened before?
Well, look what he's involved. Look what Cohen's involved.
Paying off a whore.
Exactly, but
paying off a whore. How many people pay off whores?
With but it's a campaign finance law. That
well, I know, but really, I mean, I know, it's really amazing. That it's worked up about it's a campaign finance law. I'm not saying
he it's amazingly be, stupid.
Yeah, it's such a, it's just such a, whatever. It's not a whatever, but I mean, in the scheme of things, I mean, and actually watching this whole thing today, I don't know how much TV you guys watched. You were watching last night.
That's what I texted you last night. The biggest irony in all this is if they never paid either one, the story would have been out there and it would have disappeared in a week, and no one would have given a shit.
If they'd what?
If the story just went out there, if what's
oh you
name?
Mean that he fucked her?
The Inquirer puts out a story, everyone goes, oh yeah, it's the Inquirer, yeah, okay, I believe it. And then next a week goes by, and nobody cares. Just like the Access Hollywood tape, no, there was no reason to pay them off.
Well, that's why.
That's
I,
right.
That's one of the reasons I wondered if he was really trying to keep this from his wife.
But he could say that anyway. He could say, oh, no, it's sure tabloid trash.
Yeah, he could. But anyway. The point being, I don't know, watching this whole thing today and hearing all these
so
various explanations, fun. Like, oh my God, this 2018 seems like the dumbest of times possibly ever. I mean, doesn't everything seem so dumb right now?
Oh boy.
I got a big did you watch Hannity at all last night?
I didn't.
He was really, really torn.
Torn about?
Well, he knows
both. It's his attorney.
He knows both of them, although he made it very clear that they never did business together, but he knows Michael Cohen. And wait, they
by
talk.
The way, whatever happened to the Sean Hannity is my third client. Where did that all go?
I don't know.
I mean, that's the biggest gasp I've ever heard in my life.
But I'm watching it last night. I'm like wondering, I wonder if Hannity's sweating this at all because of Cohen's really turning on Trump and doesn't care about getting pardoned and he's just going to flip. Because he seems kind of like the slimy guy that would say, oh, fuck that. I'll flip.
Oh, Cohen? Flip.
Yeah.
Oh, he's totally flipped. Obviously.
So do you think Hannity's sweating his balls off?
Why would he flip, though? Really? Why would he flip?
Because he doesn't want to go to jail.
Presidential
pardon.
Let me tell you what his attorney Lanny Davis says, who, by the way, spent 8 months defending Bill Clinton,
yeah.
Calling Monica Lewinsky a stalker. She's an adulteress. He didn't sleep with her. It never happened. 8 months doing that. He's Michael Cohen's attorney, who is telling us now that Michael made a mistake. He wants to tell the truth now.
The guy
who records his clients wants to tell the truth now.
Yeah.
Nobody understands
it. The other reason he might flip Brandon is some people have speculated because he expected a big position in the White House and has not gotten it.
Yeah. Yeah, but you know what? If he doesn't flip and he does get charged or something like that, boom, here's a pardon, you're fine, and then eventually Trump can pay him off for not screwing him over and the guy can live in luxury the rest of his life. Now he's just going to get scrutinized for everything.
I don't think he has a problem with money, but he might be pissed off by the way he's been treated by Rudy Giuliani, the fact that he didn't get a position in the White House. I mean, there's a lot of there's a lot of personal reasons.
He's a weasel.
He's a total weasel.
Who knows? Who knows? Well, but the idea that he suddenly wants to tell I want to set the record straight.
It's laughable.
But anyway, so yeah, not only. And maybe most people aren't amazed by this. I'm amazed the president's attorney's office would be raided that quickly. I mean, it's like, here's the story, raided. And then we're hearing recordings of their conversation. Like, first of all, I'm like, he really recorded Trump? I mean, holy fuck. And we're hearing it. Wouldn't you think it'd be sealed or something?
Let me know what's happening.
Well, they waived it, though.
Trump waived it. Yeah,
that's why.
But, I mean...
Well, who would think Nixon would tape every meeting?
I know.
Who thinks LBJ would tape his call to the Hager Pants Company, where he talks about his nutsack?
Back in my bunghole.
Maybe because of this, it would be better if you didn't go. You know, maybe because of this, for that one, you know, what you should do is get rid of this, because it's so false what they're saying. It's such bullshit. I think this goes away quickly. I think it's probably better do the Charleston thing, just this time. In 2 weeks it's fine. I think right now it's better. You know? Okay, honey. You take care of yourself. Thanks, Pam.
Who the fuck is he talking to?
I'm proud of you. So long.
Pam.
Bye bye.
What's up, Mike?
Great poll, by the way.
Yeah,
Could be Tiffany.
Great poll. Making progress. Big time.
And you guys are a good guy.
Hello, Pastor Scott.
I can't believe this. No. Pastor Scott, what's happening?
Oh, no. He's,
can we use him anymore?
Oh, yeah. No, you just meant Mark Burns. We told him to...
I don't mean that. Mark Burns, can we use him anymore?
No.
Richard Leffrap, sorry, Richard
Leffrap
just called.
We
have a chance. He had an idea for you.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Get out of here, lady!
So we had served from the New York Times. I told you this. We were regarding to unseal the divorce papers with Ivana. We're fighting it. Kasowitz is going to...
We should never be able to get that.
Never. Never. Kasowitz doesn't don't ever be able. They don't have a...
Give me a coke, please.
They don't have a legitimate purpose.
And you have a woman that doesn't want to unseal.
Correct.
So you've been handling
it. Yes, and it's all...
It's been going on for a while.
For about 2-3 weeks now.
All you have to do is delay it for...
Even after that, it's not going to ever be opened. There's no purpose for it. Told you about Charleston. I need to open up a company for the transfer of all of that info regarding our friend David. You know, so that
Hacker.
I'm going to do that right away. I've actually come up and
give
spoken
to me.
And I've spoken to Alan Weisselberg about... how to set the whole thing up with
so what are we
funding. That, yes. And it's all the stuff. All the stuff. Because, you know, you never know where that company, you never know where he's going to be. Correct. So I'm all over that. And I spoke to Alan about it when it comes time for the financing, which will be...
Listen, what financing?
We'll have to pay you. So
I'll pay with cash.
No. I got...
Is that the cash part?
How are you?
Play back.
All right, now.
I hear it both ways.
All the stuff. Because, you know, you never know where that company, you never know where he's going to be. Correct. So I'm all over that. And I spoke to Alan about it when it comes time for the financing, which will be...
Listen, what financing?
We'll have to pay you. So
I'll pay with cash.
No. I got... No.
Hey, Don, how are you?
Okay, the argument is, did he say cash?
Did he say go pay with cash or don't pay with cash?
Well, Rudy Giuliani says... I've listened to a lot of mob tapes, and the third time you hear it clearly. Don't pay with cash.
Well, Giuliani's smart in saying, listen to it three times, don't pay with cash. And if you do that, that's all you hear.
It's a suggestion.
Freaking Giuliani!
What does it matter anyway?
I don't know what I hear.
Does it matter if it's cash or a check?
Well, it sounds more weaselly.
Why did he say
$130,000?
The check leaves a record. If he wants to leave a record, it implies that he's not trying to
hide
anything.
Then why set up the company?
Well, he's trying to hide something. Come on, this is what's so crazy about this.
Everyone knows
he banged these chicks. Everyone knows they were paid by the National Enquirer, who squashed the story. I don't understand. What are we learning other than that there's some machinations behind the scenes that may be extremely weaselly, bordering on illegal, if not illegal? I mean, are we still arguing over whether he fucked these chicks? No.
No.
Does anyone think he didn't fuck these chicks?
Oh,
Melania.
She's in love. I think that it's over the wrongdoing and whether or not they can make that stick to him.
He did deny for a long time, though.
Yeah, but everybody kind of does takes that for granted now, right?
Well, no one cares.
Well, it's not against the law to lie about who you fucked.
No.
They weren't in the White House. He wasn't president either.
It's utterly unbelievable to me that the evangelicals would still support it.
Well, they're always going to support the right.
They're
just hypocrites.
It's very hypocritical.
People on the left, if Obama moves to the center or right of center, they're still going to vote for the guy in the left.
But with such fervor, though, to support him the way they do, it just kind of surprised. I would think some would kind of.
Well,
they care
about is abortion.
No, I
that, so. You know, it's like people who vote on guns are going to vote on the right. If they feel strongly about their right to bear arms, they're going to vote right.
Yeah.
If people feel strongly about
lifestyle.
Taking care of certain people, they're going to vote left. I mean, minorities have always voted Democratic.
It doesn't matter
what the candidate does.
I think the thing with Cohen is based on some of the background information that they have on him and his association with Russian oligarchs and the fact that he lived with the uncle and the uncle was involved in all these Russian gangster politics. And Cohen was part of that when he was growing up. I think that what they're trying to prove with all of this is that the Russians have something on Trump, ultimately, is why this is interesting to them. Because Cohen taped them, and one of the reasons they say the Russians always keep secrets on each and every person they do business with? And everybody keeps secrets on them?
But that would be a violation, then, of client-attorney privilege.
If Cohen tapes something with, you're saying, with Russia, with somebody from Russia.
I mean, they all do. They keep like
if
information
there was something
oh, I see what you're saying.
To
like,
keep
yeah.
cards from being played against them, or so yeah. that they can play a card against somebody else. They
if
have
there was something on tape, I would think we would so know about it by now.
Not necessarily.
Why not?
Because he's kind of done whatever Russia's asked him to do.
No, I mean if there's something on tape from Cohen's office.
Oh, from not necessarily though. You mean from Cohen about the Russia? Because that's a totally different investigation.
No, I mean about him
do it.
Prostitutes peeing on him or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Well,
so, that would
but it
be
has to involve,
so fast.
But it has to involve this case.
No, I'm just saying. I would
know,
think
I'm
it,
just
somebody
saying,
would have heard it, and I would assume it would leak.
So, now, maybe one whoever knows about it is in some of the circles that Cohen...
But
you know,
this tape
in.
That CNN had, it didn't leak.
No, he waived it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Lanny Davis.
But they're acting like they know what's on the other tapes. They said he has transcripts.
Yeah, 12, 11 other ones.
Yeah, of course.
I was
is it Avenatti or Lanny Davis says, well, there's more tapes.
Oh, Avenatti says it all the time.
Yeah, I guess why not?
I think they're just trying to build up this big whole Jenga case.
Now, what really matters is what Trump tweeted about it. Did you see his tweet?
I think about being recorded.
What kind of lawyer would tape a client? So sad. Is this a first? Never heard of it before. Why was tape so abruptly terminated? Cut while
sad.
I was presumably saying positive things.
What, by the way, what positive things is he talking about?
He presumably was going to say positive things. I hear that there
sad.
Are other
what?
I hear there are other clients and many reporters that are taped. Can this be so? Too bad.
Sad.
Reporters taped doing what? Talking to Michael Cohen?
Apparently. He hears that.
He has three clients.
He loves saying, I hear, when
right.
he's just a totally made-up thing.
Obfuscates.
Well, I
got
to tell you, I hear that. If I were talking to an attorney and he was taping my conversation, and
I'd be
livid. I'd be fucking blown. I would lose my mind. I assume you talk to an attorney about anything, and it's privilege. I thought that was like talking to a... minister.
A priest.
But is he
yeah.
still considered a quote-unquote attorney? Because, oh, he's just a fixer. He's not an attorney.
He pays him legal.
Well, let me just give the example. Last night, I was racking my brain going, wow, I thought this was so airtight. And I know Trump waived it, so it's really irrelevant. But it's not irrelevant in another way. When Robert Kardashian took that bag from O.J. Simpson when he came back, this drove... To this day, it drives Marcia Clark and Chris Darden crazy because they say, that fucking bag had something in it. That bag disappeared. Yeah. And they went to Kardashian and said, where is that bag? What bag? I don't know. And then the next thing you know, Kardashian re-upped his license. He was no longer had his legal license. Oh. He re-upped his license and said, I'm on O.J. Simpson's legal team now. We have confidentiality. They couldn't talk to him about it. No, that's a fucking crime. It's a murder.
Yeah.
I thought, wow, the law is much more flip than I thought it was because he wasn't his attorney when he took the bag.
They should have charged him with accessory to murder.
It seemed like there's some sort of OJ law. OJ laws that are different from other laws. And then also the...
You are also talking about Marcia Clark and, well, that whole office. Was Garcetti who was the DA there?
Yeah.
Gill.
Yeah, versus the federal court of New York.
I don't know. It sounded like it was not in dispute. I don't know. You know, they did make a lot of mistakes. I don't think they felt that was a mistake, though. The biggest mistake I thought they made was they didn't introduce the Bronco chase because he said that he didn't do it to his mommy on the phone, which is like, what else is he going to say? He's holding a fucking gun to his head, and he supposedly didn't kill anybody? What's that all about?
It seems because that people wanted me to be guilty, and that really, really bothered me.
Because his wife, who's no longer his wife, who he beat the shit out of to the tune of 11 911 calls, because she's dead, he's going to kill himself over his ex-wife, who he used to beat up, and he hated
it. The Jews.
Didn't make a lot of sense. No. Of course, he had two kids, too. You'd think you would be a little concerned about that. Anyway,
logic.
The Menendez case was also interesting because they confessed, Lyle confessed that he murdered, that they murdered the parents, and the attorney taped it. And there was, of course, a debate as to whether or not, with their knowledge, with his knowledge. And there was this feeling that, oh, no, no, this is privileged, can't go into the court. But when Lyle admitted it to the therapist, well, this therapist-patient confidentiality, and I don't know how strong that is or isn't normally considered, but when Eric found out, Eric lost his shit and went in and threatened the therapist, said, I'll fucking kill you. And when he was threatened, it all of a sudden it was like, oh, well, there's a reason we can make the tape available to the case. Right. And so that was that. And that's when the molestation stuff came in.
Oof, wow.
That case is still really interesting. I mean, I feel like there's something new you can learn about it all the time.
That was a manufactured, engineered tape.
he was in the news today because he's been charged with, yeah. Did you not see the Jim Fouts stuff going on?
I did not.
No, that was not me on the tape. But that was a manufactured, engineered tape. You can do it by Adobe software.
Self-player?
They're finally, the investigation finds, let's see, he's violating campaign finance laws.
How do you know? By what? Raising money at the State of the City speech? That's funny. We have always wondered about that.
And notices in the water bills.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, good.
Selling tickets to the events.
That bullshit has been going on for decades and decades and decades. It happened in Detroit. All these people had to sell tickets to Coleman's. I forgot what some stupid thing he threw. And all these cops are out selling tickets to it. And it was just madness.
City resources and staff illegally being used. So those are all the things that he's now, the investigation has revealed.
Another former Me Tooer has got their job back. So all these people that are getting fired are slowly getting their jobs back. Yesterday we were talking about, it's not a Me Too, but Reschke is back on the Michigan State team after using the N-word. The new one now is Chris Hardwick. Got his job back.
Wow, he was one of the latter ones too.
Didn't he have a few jobs?
He got the Walking Dead, Talking Dead.
All the AMC stuff.
He's doing Loveline again?
Oh.
He did Loveline?
Singled Out, sorry.
Singled Out hasn't been on?
No, not since the 90s.
He's getting jobs that he had long
vacated? Yeah, he's getting all his old jobs back. He's going to go back to the Nerdist.
Really?
No. No, but he's back. I think AMC was the only thing he was doing.
Yeah.
But he is back on AMC now.
So he's cool with AMC.
They did their internal investigation and said, "Ah, cool, let's bring him back."
So are they saying the girlfriend is not credible or what?
Said following comprehensive assessment by AMC, fake, working with Ivy Kagan Bierman of the firm Loeb and Loeb. That's Lisa Loeb's. After she got her law degree, she started Loeb and Loeb.
Oh. Who's that dude?
Who has a considerable experience in this area, Chris Hardwick. We'll return to AMC as the ghost of Talking Dead and Talking with Chris Hardwick. We take these matters very seriously. And given the information available to us, after very careful review, including interviews with numerous individuals, we believe returning Chris to work is the appropriate step for our bottom line. I added for our bottom line.
A lot of people are glad to see him
back. Uninterested.
No.
I just think it's amazing, though. It's like the fifth person that had lost a gig and is getting it back now.
I didn't expect something to happen so quickly, if at all. Mm-hmm. But didn't he have three or four different jobs?
Well, he had the two shows on AMC. What other job did he have?
The one he had After Midnight, but that had ended.
Yeah, on Comedy Central.
But the Nerdist.
Okay, so that was the main job.
Yeah, he wasn't on the Nerdist. He founded the Nerdist, and they just had him on the website.
They did they eliminated his name from everything.
I don't think they're going to put him back on.
He did the podcast, too.
What else?
Yeah, the Nerdist.
I was kind of curious about what happened. Is he still doing the podcast?
Well, it's different entities, though, Mark. There's the website, there's the blog, and then there's the...
Oh, he still did a podcast on the Nerdist?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, I didn't know he was still doing it.
Yeah, in fact, his Twitter handle...
I thought he was gone.
His Twitter handle was the Nerdist, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, and he had to change it to "I am Chris Hardwick" or some shit like that.
I wonder if he gets his Twitter followers back.
Well, has he been doing a podcast? Did he talk about it?
Dude, his podcast—he was just always getting monster guests all the time. Monster guests.
Yeah.
But I don't think he ever talked. Like, I think it all the episodes ended with these allegations.
Well, now he can bring him back. Why would he fire himself?
I don't know. There's somebody else involved in that.
Yeah, so. I assume there was
podcast
a
podcast one or something like that. So
this, in other words, this girl just gets this horrible relationship off her chest and destroys this guy's life for what, a month, and then it's over. What is this really the way? Is social media the place? Is it really the way to settle these disputes or these? Hurt feelings.
Do you give AMC credit for actually bringing him back and looking at it?
I give him a little credit, but
it's not really her fault. She didn't fire him.
I don't understand why he was ever suspended. It seems to me it's guilty. It's guilty until proven innocent.
It's to err on the side of safety. I mean, I understand why.
Safety?
They would.
What did he? Who did he hurt?
Well, what if more allegations came out and he was still?
But nothing came out. I mean. Yeah, well, I don't understand this. Just blow people out as soon as some girl pops off. By the way, what's going on with the Anthony Anderson? Is he suspended?
Nothing yet. They're not even doing their own internal investigation.
How ridiculous! But
that would be ball. I'm actually surprised they don't do that.
Ryan Seacrest never got suspended.
Nope.
Oh, no, he weathered that storm, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. Seems to have.
Because everyone knows, like, 5/8. Man. Really?
You can't hurt anybody with that.
He's no harm.
I don't know. I think this whole thing has really, it seems so beyond insane to me. I think it'll be looked back on and people go, oh, my God, really? I mean, he's not quite McCarthyism, but.
I'm suffering workplace harassment.
Yeah, but there's
still. Your dogs.
I know.
The problem is there's still serious people that got wrapped up in things like. Russell Simmons and
there's Toba. There's like three Weinstein. People that say he raped them. I mean, that's
he's selling a bunch of his property, raising some cash.
Hmm. Who, Russell Simmons?
Yeah.
Hey, did you guys see the scandalous story of Elon Musk's hair transplants?
No, I did not.
A guy, a dermatologist, has come forward to say if you look at his pictures back in the PayPal days, there was a profile photo.
No,
of him.
I think I saw a picture of him, and I was kind of
like 2002.
Something looks different. Normally I would notice that, but
as compared
I didn't.
To now, he has this giant bushy head of hair. And the dude, I mean, not that there's anything wrong with it, because...
Let me see the picture.
I support people looking better, right?
Yeah, he looks okay. He looks pretty good, actually.
But there's this new Elon Musk hatred. Yeah, there's got to be.
Oh, is Elon Musk hatred a thing?
Oh, yeah. It's a big thing.
Yeah.
It didn't seem like it was a big thing 6 months ago.
Yeah, but now Tesla is kind of floundering.
Well, yeah, they were behind schedule, certainly, and... There was, aren't there a lot of tax dollars involved?
He's also, they haven't really fulfilled many orders.
The one in the top.
They've asked suppliers for, you know, corner. A discount because they can't turn a profit.
Eek. Yeah, well, certainly there's disappointment.
And then he called that guy a pedophile.
Yeah, I don't think that helped.
Yeah.
He also is alleged to be a Trump supporter.
Oh, I wouldn't. Why wouldn't he be? I would think he would be.
I think that just came out, and I'm trying. Let me look it up. Because
there's an article on an opinion piece about him being a phony, and it's that whole thing that we've talked about before, where he's an idea man.
Oh, he's a great idea man.
But nothing is turning a profit.
Well, what did he sell originally, though?
Well, PayPal.
I mean, that's turned a huge profit.
Yeah, that's how he can do all these other crazy things, like SpaceX or Tesla.
Trying to see what else happened is by way of plastic surgery with him. I'd love to show these pictures to Dr. Roche.
You're fucking fake.
I don't think it's just hair.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't notice anything else. Yeah, the hair. He looks like he definitely got he got a nice hairline out of the blue.
Yeah, his face looks like maybe there's some Juvederm stuff going on. Flesh it out.
Yeah, a lot of these superstar young executives seem to get. They also seem to get kind of buff.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, look at Bezos.
Bezos got ripped.
I know.
All that young blood.
I've noticed some rock stars too who seemed really careless about their. I don't know. Rock stars tend to be gangly and skinny.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden you see them at like 55, 60, and they're like, whoo!
Right. Oh, Billy Idol.
Peter Hook looked really buff.
Did he?
Yeah, at the Peter Hook show. He's a lot bigger guy. He was real skinny. I don't know how tall he is, but
yeah,
he was a real thin guy, just wailed away on the base, and all of a sudden he looks like this. Looks like he's pumping iron.
He's gotten hot.
He's trying. He's an older guy. I think he's 66 or 67, but man, they're out playing a lot.
Yeah. And
all these guys are out playing a lot.
So is his son.
65.
And I got my fingers crossed that.
But as far as, you know, SpaceX and some of the things Musk has done, you know, the car is certainly, they're not delivering. They.
Yeah. And I don't care.
He swears they will. And I'm inclined to. I don't know. He seems very Jobsian to me. Like he will get it done one way or another.
I love that he spends his money on crazy things.
Yeah, I do too.
Tesla's publicly traded, so.
Well, yeah.
And then again, it's
when he starts making comments about, like, fuck you if you don't want to buy the stock, or, you know, don't day trade. You know, there's a little recklessness. I think he's been a little reckless with his mouth, and he apologized for the pedophile thing, which I was glad to see, because I hope maybe he's going to grow up a little bit.
I hope he doesn't.
Sometime soon.
I want him to keep making crazy things.
Me too.
And if he grows up, then he's just going to, you know.
I just thought he sounded really petulant. I don't know. I'm kind of a fan, and I just thought, oh, God. Oh, yeah. What are you doing?
I want him to survive it, but I do want him to still be crazy.
I mean, look at what SpaceX did. It was, for one guy to put that together, it's pretty incredible.
I know.
Who was that?
See Dietz's promo? Let me back it up. And they keep running the. What is it, Bill Schuette? What's the Bill Schuette tag?
Not on duty or
no Bill Schuette off duty.
Off duty.
Off duty. Bill Schuette. Bringing drugs
into Detroit neighborhoods. In the '80s, yeah, I had a lot of power, a lot of pool, a lot of connections too.
Now, more than 30 years later, they're making amends by giving back to their communities.
And White Boy Rick is doing it from out of state and behind bars.
Grateful for the goodness.
Oh, never mind. It was misleading.
That Richard Warshi is sharing with us and the goodness that we can share together in this community.
Oh, never mind. How they're doing it. The Defenders. That's a good story. Meh.
Wait, but Rick have all this cash.
Nice.
That movie's coming out real soon.
Oh, there's your boy Shree Thinner.
September. Right?
Is he talking about all those animals he killed?
Duplane. Did you see the picture?
No.
Somebody had two pictures of. I tweeted it out.
He does
of
look
Tattoo
like
and Shree Thinner. Yeah, there's definitely, it's possible.
Shree
I'm
Tattoo?
Not sure. I thought Tattoo was dead. I thought we were pretty sure about that, but maybe not.
Wow. Did Tattoo ever kill any animals?
Killed himself.
Did he have an arranged marriage?
I don't think, I don't know. No, he married really tall models.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, that always kind of bums me out.
Why?
I just feel like the models are just using these.
Oh, you think?
Yeah, maybe.
Well, yeah, so what? They're probably, those guys are probably using them because they're hot. Everyone wins.
I think they figure it out.
By the way, I like this dude who does his campaign commercial next to a missile.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, too bad he gave money to a liberal.
Oh, no.
I love campaign ads.
Yeah, Bill Schuette off duty is. Can we play that?
Schuette
off duty? Yeah.
Off duty. Boy, he's a terrible person. Just a terrible person.
Schuette off duty.
And is it Schuette? Is it off duty Schuette who's using the "In 5 years you'll be blown away"?
Yes,
against
which is just as great of an ad.
Ryan Kelly.
Yeah.
You know, isn't it amazing just how shitty politics have become?
And in 5 years,
they have become.
I remember. You're gonna be blown away.
No, I remember 30 years ago how shitty it was. And thinking, God, this is terrible, and it's only worse.
I know. It's a how bit bad, funnier.
I mean, how lame can I get? But I think the public is all caught up in it now. They start buying these ridiculous things that are said, or they latch on to them, or they speak them like they're talking points. Yeah. And pretty soon, everyone hates everyone.
She's paid over $100,000 a year by taxpayers. But Schuette barely worked 100 full days in nearly 8 years. Less than one full day every 3 weeks. When he was at work, Schuette hired political cronies, using government staff to make secret financial deals, and now the FBI is involved. Bill Schuette, off duty. Brian Kelly has been on the job.
Hey, he plays piano.
Brian Kelly for governor. He's digging in a shovel at a, you know, an event where they're starting to build, like, oh, he's really on duty. Boy, that's really tough work. Boy, that guy busts his ass. He's playing piano in the other ad.
Someone should get a FOIA his calendar.
It's off duty to me.
I'm pretty sure I met both these dudes.
Oh, did ya?
Where?
Ooh!
In Traverse
and
City.
I'm sorry.
I think they were always coming and going. you know, I was at the political radio station. So.
Oh, that's right.
Too bad Shooty was there for a vacation.
Was he off duty when he came in?
I don't know if that counts as being on duty. I didn't realize that that was his slogan. Shooty on
Shooty
duty.
Off duty.
His is on duty.
Oh, it was on duty.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm just amazed. I was reading another shitty Facebook post that kind of went around about somebody who, if you support Trump, you know, unfriend me. And I think they were taking it from the other person. And they were, of course, getting responded to. You know, I love you. Be a friend.
That sounds worth it.
And I'm just thinking, I can't believe people are taking this so seriously. The Republic will go on. We'll still be here. There'll be an election in 2020.
Oh, my family got in a big fight about it on Facebook in front of everybody last night.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Social media, just a place.
Who won?
You know what? I didn't even read it. I just saw that somebody had posted one political thing. Kristen had mentioned that, oh my God, this person had commented. There's a whole bunch of comments. I just said, I don't want nothing to do with it.
I just can't believe anyone could be so entrenched in, there's so much scum in every corner. And that's not to say people, you know, shouldn't care, but I just the daily harangue. When I look at some of the Twitter, mostly I was digging into the Alyssa Milanos and, you know, the people that are so angry at Trump. And it's like, oh, my God, they're tweeting nonstop. They're so mad. They're so mad all day, every day. It's like, really?
Yeah, I know. Please.
And if Hillary was elected and people on the other side were saying, can you believe what this bitch did? Would you be nonstop going, but that's bullshit because of blah, 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 and spilling out her talking points all day?
No.
I have a lot of teachers, too, that post memes all day long.
Really?
Yeah. They're current teachers, too. They're current, you know, heads of big educational places. And they're just...
What are they memeing about? About Trump?
Yeah, mostly. And it just causes, you know, former students to be like, I used to have a lot of respect for you. And now it just devolves into all this 124 comments. And they're just bickering back and forth and just fighting. It's just stupid.
Over people who are just really trying to keep their jobs.
Hate social media right now so much. All it does causes arguments. You don't go on there.
Everyone should not have a voice. They're not responsible enough. It's like everyone having a gun.
Well, there's a lot of individuals that know how to do social media correctly, you know? You make a funny comment here, maybe post a cool picture there.
Keep it light. It's social media.
But the second you start posting things that you know for a fact are going to be divisive. Half the people are going to think this, half the people...
You're talking about the president?
Not just that. Other issues. It's I hate it so much. And I'm seeing so many people fired now. I want to get off it so bad.
Well, then do it.
I have to do show prep.
Well, how do I do it?
You know,
like telling me to get off Pornhub and shit.
I got some people fired up, and you had in your prep today the story about the Georgia rep. Sacha Baron Cohen, I think generally people think he's funny, and I agree. I think he's funny, too, but some people are feeling that show is political, that it's picking on... I don't know if it's the right or just white people, or I'm not sure what the feeling is, but there's sort of a negative feeling about, oh, he's just trying to shit on people. And I like comedy that's funny and just, you know, it's just funny. It just goes to the moon. I don't want to see people fired every time this guy does a bit.
Right. I like that show. I think it's funny. I like those characters so far, but I don't like the premise, I'm wondering how many more people are going to be fired or have to resign because of this show.
Or just, is the idea just to make people look dumb?
Not the show doing it.
In a way, it is.
To his credit.
Come on. In a way, it is. You're goading people in a way.
But he says it. How many people would
understand
do what
he
that
says
guy
it.
Said or
I
did?
I completely people understand.
People are taking
that
his
guy's a
actions
moron
and blaming it on something else.
He should
That's
never
silly.
Say those words that he said. He's an elected official. He should go. However, I also
dick in
think
the picture.
That there's producers there that are kind of goading individuals into doing things in a way with the ultimate task of getting people fired.
No, with the ultimate task of defining who is America was the name of the show.
I gotta tell you, I think it's
he's
amazing.
Trying to show what people are
and
sort
nobody
of about.
Nobody from that show has said a word to promote it or do anything. They released one statement. The character released a statement after Sarah Palin before it even aired.
Right.
So to say that they're trying to get him fired, which, you know, as we learned the other day, he had already lost the primary anyway.
Sure.
Well, I think that's ridiculous.
No, I mean,
I don't think
stuff he said himself.
Right. Yeah, but I think the idea of the show is, you know, to embarrass people.
Sure.
The people who are the subjects, and
of course,
you know,
it
sometimes
is.
It doesn't work out. Like we talked to the lady in Georgia. Was she in Georgia?
They were in South Carolina.
She was really cool, and she was really cool about it,
she
too.
She was fine with it.
I think a lot of people, you know, the tendency when you're duped, especially when someone goes to that much trouble to dupe you, is kind of, oh, boy, that's kind of shitty. Why me? I mean, what did I do? What did that lady do? But she presented herself well, and she came up. I mean, I'm sure a lot of people thought they looked stupid. I did when I first saw it.
I thought Dick Cheney handled it fine.
Right.
Yeah,
and
but
that was funny.
But if he hadn't, it would have been they would have been a lot happier, I'm sure.
But you're going to so much trouble. Not only are you trying to dupe them, but you're surrounding them with cameras, and they're signing forms that say that.
But also
but Trudy,
telling them
know
that this
how
is a foreign.
Stupid people are.
Yeah, you're telling people stupid. This is a foreign show, and so they're not thinking it's ever going to air in America.
So someone else's stupidity is their fault.
In a way, it's setting people up to fail.
I think there's a, I don't know.
Koppel didn't fail. Ted Koppel handled it.
Ted Koppel's a pro, though. So is Dick
this
Cheney.
This guy is a state representative.
Well, he's an idiot. He's a complete idiot.
Yeah, but everybody's blaming it on the show. When
no, I don't think people are blaming it on the show. I think
it was saying that it's kind of their fault for him being fired. I totally
disagree. Well,
he
would not be fired had he not appeared on the show.
You think if they
fired.
Said,
but
hey.
He appeared on the
no,
show.
I know.
I'm only saying if they go in there and say, hey, this is an American show with Sacha Baron Cohen, and we're going to air it in the United States, will you say the N-word 4 times? Do you think he's going to do it?
Wait, if Sacha Baron Cohen went after the left,
I mean,
there
that
would
guy
be
might.
Crying on the other side. I think the
so
crying
what?
Is from.
I don't care if they cry.
Well, no, I'm just saying it's.
I thought Bernie Sanders handled it. I thought the Bernie Sanders one was fucking hilarious.
If it was a down the middle show where I think he made fun of anyone, it probably would be responded. Well, I don't know. Man, probably
where did
more
he
people,
set Bernie Sanders
more people
up
pissed
to
off
for the frustration of explaining the 99%, the 1%.
I thought that was one of the funniest things he did because it was painless. It was like he was the boob, he was the butt of the joke.
That was sort of Ollie G.
Yeah, it was very funny.
Kind of like right.
And I liked Ollie G a lot. I feel like this, I feel like Sacha Baron Cohen,
I think it's
think
amazing.
These characters are funny enough that he could do anything with these characters.
I think it's amazing that an elected official did all that stuff.
Right.
Well, remember, he's a state rep. It's not like he's a senator or something. Although they got some senators say some dumb things, too.
But honestly, if he wasn't an elected official, if he's just some guy off the street, I still would have laughed because it's ridiculous that someone's that fucking stupid to run after a guy
in front of a TV
with their ass out and hanging down.
I agree.
Or cutting off a fake penis and biting into it.
He's a total idiot.
He's a fucking idiot.
He was.
He's a moron.
It's not the show's fault. They should be applauded for finding such an idiot. It made me laugh really hard.
I don't know. I tend to think the point of the show is to be funny, and it's just maybe it's just where humor has changed. Humor is different now.
I thought it was funny.
I think the people who object to it are objecting to the fact that he's attacking a certain kind of person. He's attacking people.
Well, they're not going to look for a joke anyway. Then they're going to dismiss it immediately.
No, I don't think that's true. I think
they're going to dismiss it immediately because Sarah Palin was lied to.
It's a lot like Saturday Night Live, late night TV, which is directed from the left, and people on the right go, you know, I don't know if I want to hear this every night. It's like Jimmy Kimmel to me, who I love. I think Jimmy Kimmel's one of the funniest guys in the world, but I feel like some of the humor is being lost now because he's an angry guy on the left. He's a symbol of the left, and I don't want to keep talking about this basketball game, but I was really, there was a lot of awkwardness to it to me. I thought it was funny, and it could have been funnier if he didn't feel he had to be an asshole to Ted Cruz.
Well, Ted Cruz, though, had the opportunity to be an asshole back.
But
if
Ted
he wanted
Cruz
to.
Is not a comedian.
He agreed to it.
Yeah, he did. And I think
Ted
Cruz
not a basketball
actually,
player either, but he played pretty well.
I thought he came off as a good sport.
Yeah.
He
absolutely did.
I mean, I thought Ted Cruz, who I don't particularly like, I thought he came off pretty well. But, you know, saying
which
I
therefore
I still,
makes
I,
Jimmy look bad like you felt.
I still think
like
he's a terrible senator to say that in front of his wife and his child. I just thought that was shitty. I don't know. Well, the guy's a good sport. He agrees to pay the equivalent of what Kimmel had to pay for losing to his charity. I thought that was nice.
It is shitty, and because he did it and acted that way, it makes Kimmel look bad.
Right. Well, I'm just. Oh, my whole point is,
But he put it on a show. He didn't keep it from people. He showed how he could be, too.
Was it entertaining?
He wanted to.
Okay.
Obviously, they edited it. They edited it the way they wanted it to.
Well, no, he showed himself being petty and shitty to the little
I don't think he sees it that way. I think he sees it as he's telling the truth. He is trying to right what's wrong. And it's just, you know, and I don't know, maybe it'll change. Maybe this is just the way it's going. Maybe there'll be a late night show from the right, and everybody will watch that show.
No, that won't happen.
Well,
why not?
In Hollywood, I doubt it.
Dennis Miller?
I thought the Roseanne show actually would
people
bring.
People will watch it. They'll put it on there.
Hollywood is not really inclined to want to put shows
Fox
on
wouldn't.
From the right. Fox, I don't know. They might. They put Roseanne on. ABC did.
Fox has that other one coming up.
If you can
too,
make money.
Sunny in Philadelphia guys are doing.
Oh, really?
I forgot who the actress is.
I mean, you're going to find people who are willing to be in a show from the right? I don't know. Who's the host? Can you be a host from the right? I don't know.
There have been hosts from the right in the past.
Who? I mean, on
Dennis
late
Miller.
Night TV? Yeah, but he wasn't so much from the right then, was he?
I thought he was. Wasn't he?
On his talk show?
At that point?
I don't think his talk show was that political. I think he was trying to do...
I don't know.
Johnny. Dennis Miller, to me, it's funny... Dennis Miller, I kind of thought he was in the middle, and then when he became Bill O'Reilly's entertainment piece,
that's
kind
of
then I was like, whoa, he's really from the right. And I got annoyed. I don't want to say annoyed with Dennis Miller. I still think he's funny, but I don't want a comedian coming from a political point of view. I want them to point out what's funny.
Yeah.
But, you know, maybe I'm just being an old bag. Maybe it's different now. Maybe people want everything to be political. I don't want football to be political. I don't want race car driving. Oh, I don't give a shit about race car driving. They can do whatever they want.
Jimmy
I don't
want
to think of things as political that I just like because I like them.
Because you need a respite from that in
yes,
some arena
you.
That's
right.
helpful, which is laughing at things. But
or just being entertained.
Yeah. Well, kind of see where
you're at. But, you know, people still watch football. It's not destroyed football, and I'm sure it won't destroy late-night TV. But, in fact, late-night TV is...
It's kind of destroyed. Have you checked in on Colbert recently?
Not really.
It's kind of destroyed that show.
I think so, too. I don't
particularly
like
in the guests that he has on. It's just like...
I couldn't believe he had
that.
Chelsea Clinton.
Oh, there's
what
been
the
not
fuck?
Not worse than that, but just insignificant people. That, I don't know. It's really kind of ruined that show.
But Jimmy Fallon tried not. He tried to be apolitical, and it didn't work for him.
Chelsea Clinton!
Now, here's the second funniest thing in politics right now. The funniest being the Cali shooty off-duty ad, which ran at 6 o'clock today on Channel 4. Here's the end of that, and then the second funniest thing is the ad that ran it right after it.
Bill Schuette. Off duty. Brian Kelly has been on the job, bringing Michigan back. Continue the comeback.
I know, it's all in color.
Brian Kelly for governor.
So that's his ad.
5 years. You're going to be blown away.
We were all blown away by Granholm's massive tax increases and the economic wreckage she left. But remember that politician Brian Kelly was at her side.
There's video of them standing next to
the Michigan business tax and voting with Granholm to increase that same tax. And then Kelly backed a higher sales tax and gas tax. If you were blown away by Jennifer Granholm, you'll really be blown away by Brian Kelly.
I love the video they use of him.
Well, they have video of them standing next to each other, and then the very end is her. This is really brilliant, whoever made it. Her at the Democratic National Convention. She's got her hands out like, give me your money.
Oh, is that what
and
it
he's
was?
Standing, and he's standing there approvingly, looking at her.
Oh, looking lovingly on. Yeah. Has anybody actually ever asked her, so what happened to the 5 years?
Yeah, we were blown away.
Well, the recession of 2008 and 2009.
Well, blown away by high taxes and unemployment. Weren't you listening to the ad?
I guess. I don't know if any of this matters, but I found one of my favorite things, and I don't know if you can put that on Amazon.
They're adorable.
I know. The cutest little Jägermeisters ever.
How tiny.
See?
Oh,
look at little
look
tiny
at
bottles, and you can buy.
Where did you get it at?
Oh, can I have one?
Are they airplane
bottles? Yes, actually.
I want one. Are they airplane bottle size?
Are they what?
The airplane bottles?
I guess they are. I found them at the...
Which is how Robin Williams started drinking again, by the way.
Oh,
the documentary.
No kidding. Because he figured he'd just drink a little
bit. He blamed
bit.
It on airplane liquor bottles.
Yeah.
And filming a movie in Alaska.
You've been drinking as long as me, you build up a tolerance.
But you have to put them in the freezer.
Did you watch the documentary on Robin Williams?
I didn't see it yet, no.
The first hour sucks.
That's all I've watched so far.
The first hour is terrible. Really? The last hour is really, really good. When he's not trying to be funny, and he's
I can't get one to Kennedy.
Just flawed Robin Williams. It's actually pretty good.
You talking about the end?
Yeah, the second hour. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just think it's a lot better. It's just taking breaking news from Maz. Oh, no.
Oh, no. What is it?
He's up to 12 cars. He's number one at this moment.
Oh.
But today's only the 24th, so.
Can we have a show meeting?
About Maz?
Drink this Jaeger now? Or no?
Yeah.
Oh, Marcus, it's not cold, though, unfortunately. Sorry.
You really
about
have
that.
To drink this right now?
No, you don't have to. I was just giving you a gift.
If everybody else.
You can use it to douche
snacks.
If you want.
Man,
it's a nice shot. It's a nice shot.
I better cure right. something.
This is misleading, though. I felt like there's a lot more in it than what's in it.
I can add this to the show meeting. Arts Beats and Eats. If we do Arts Beats and Eats, it looks like there's some good music coming. Arts Beats and Eats. I can't reveal
what?
My sources.
Come
or what's coming?
Heavy
I
on the bass.
Nope, can't do it on the bass.
Can you write it down?
I'm not writing it down while we're recording. I don't know if I can even blurt it out. I can't write it down until August 1st.
Can you just say it and he'll bleep it out?
Did somebody make you sign an NDA?
No, but I'm going to demand money to hold this information. How they have it.
And don't forget, tomorrow morning is your chance to win a pair of tickets to see this man live in concert.
It's this man. That's who's performing.
But the thought is that maybe we should do it at Mesa, because if you don't want to go to Arts Beats and Eats, you don't have to pay $7 to go to the event.
Plus, it's Mesa.
Yeah.
So how crazy is Mesa during Arts Beats and Eats?
It's pretty busy, actually.
So it's still
so
busy.
It's so close to Arts Beats and Eats. It's just around the corner from Oak City.
Right.
But they're not within Arts Beats and Eats.
That sounds good.
And then if you want to just boogie over to the concert, you pay your $7 and you go in.
I must say that I pitched a tent in the back of your restaurant.
And also, great. Good to know. Michigan Notre Dame is at night at 7:30.
Oh, we're doing it on Saturday?
Well, not necessarily.
Hmm. Well, if we knew what band was coming.
That's part of the whole, I assume a lot of people want to watch that game.
Yeah. Well, I know one guy that does.
Oh, I want to watch
it. He's a little obsessive.
Michigan's a 2-point favorite, by the way.
What?
Yeah, they are.
Oh, I like that one.
Rally sons of Notre Dame. Sound her glory. Absolutely. I brought him to share.
Raise her golden blue and cheer with voices true. Rah, rah, rah for Notre Dame. We will fight in every game. Strong of heart and true to her name. And we'll never forget her, for we'll cheer her ever onward for Notre Dame. Notre Dame, cheer, cheer, our old Notre Dame. Wake up the echoes, cheering her name. Sound the volley, cheer on high. Shake down the thunder from the sky. What though the odds be great or small? Old Notre Dame will win over all. While her loyal sons are marching onward to victory.
A megaphone quality voice there. You know how all those old-timey...
Yeah, that was weird.
The monster's a megaphone.
The Michigan game, I was talking with someone about it, and they were saying that... I said, who do you think's going to win that game? And I'll reveal, it was Matt. He said, I think Michigan will win. And so anyway, I just said, I wonder who's favored. And I looked it up, and I thought it said Notre Dame was a 2-point favorite. He said, Notre Dame's favored by 2 points. And he sent me something back where someone else favors Michigan by 2. So I think, actually, as I looked into it, Michigan was favored by most people by a point or 2 points.
Yeah.
My God, the tickets on StubHub for this game. Yikes.
Look at the size of these guys.
Vatek is a 6.5-point underdog to Florida State on Monday, by
the
way.
That's going to be a great game. Oh, my God, we're almost to college football.
Virginia Tech, tremendous school.
It's starting to get hard.
I'm not urging people to pick the Hokies in that game, by the way.
More than that,
I can see a disaster happening in Tallahassee.
Full 8-5. They could win in Tallahassee.
They have not played Florida State very well over the years. The real good Beamer years, yeah, but other than that, not really.
So,
I might like them at home.
Mm. What's the Maz conclusion?
Well, he's number one.
No, besides... his sales.
Yeah, we're just trying to figure out for tomorrow.
Well, that's up to you guys.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I'm not involved in
you
that.
You don't care. You're gone.
I just holding the show hostage tomorrow by his schedule.
Well, then that needs to be pointed out to him.
Because there's other behind-the-scenes things that needs to happen tomorrow.
Well, we'll see. People will be in Friday morning. Will they hear Mass on his alternate day, or will they not?
I don't even know.
Stay tuned. I was just looking at the late night ratings because I was curious about your conversation. By the way, I'm just going to ask people, are Colbert fans generally, are you guys bummed out with the show lately? Email either Drew and Mike, or either mail at Drew and Mike Show, or Drew at Drew and Mike Show, or Mark or Trudy or whoever. Mm. We don't really mention the email very often. Hey, like us on Facebook. We're almost at 16,000.
Whoa. Man,
I think the post boosting has been huge.
And, Spotify?
Spotify, yeah.
Like, go check out our... I've never heard...
Spotify is I guess, really becoming a huge place for podcasts, podcast listening.
Yeah. We're on there.
I got in the game. Yeah, we're on there. If you want to listen to us on Spotify. We had a couple shows that weren't on there, and I was surprised. I got a couple emails. They're like, wow, people are listening to us on Spotify now? Because we have 79 platforms!
And I just want to say that was not our fault.
I guess not.
Spotify.
How are we doing on Google Play, Brandon?
Oh, I can check right now.
Google's a player. They suggested that Google is about 1/5 of Apple, I think.
Google, by the way,
iTunes has 2/3 of the podcasting audience.
Google does have a new app for podcasting, which they have not had, that is separate from Google Play.
Why would they have
a separate app?
Won't they just combine it all?
Oh, yeah, eventually they will. And then it'll all be under the name of YouTube.
We have to start all over in the new app and regain our rank?
No, not necessarily.
30.
What?
Sorry.
How can we add a whole nother day of downloads?
Because Nicole Byers' Why Won't You Date Me podcast has passed.
Well, I know one reason.
But we did pass Macaulay Culkin, that Home Alone son of a bitch.
Oh, that thing. You know, somebody sent me, who was it? I think Mark sent me a great story about podcasting, and he was talking about... First of all, podcasting is really doing pretty well. I think they said 17% of the U.S. population is listening to a podcast or more, mostly many more every month. In fact, there's a large percentage that listen to, I think they said 8 to 12 podcasts a month. That's quite a few. You know, and most podcasts are an hour, you know, four a month for an hour. So
good luck with your podcast.
8 to 12 podcasts is almost like listening to ours alone. But... 17% is a big number. When you take out, you know, people under 10 years old or under 15 years old, I mean, that's significant. That's like probably, what, 25% of adults
or
more? Yeah. There's a lot of room to grow, but the growth so far, I mean, I think they said 48 million adults are listening to podcasts regularly. Hmm. That's pretty good. And then, of course, the big news is really the number of podcasts. I mean, there's just an insane amount of people podcasting.
Massive bubble.
Leading to the term pod fading, which is people who do... people
womp,
who do
womp.
The number was...
Womp, womp.
The average number leading to pod fade was 6 or 7 podcasts, and then, oh, where'd the podcast go? What happened?
Is that what happened to Clark? He pod faded?
Mike did 15 shows.
15, okay.
So maybe his number was a little higher.
Trudy, you can laugh out loud. I see you laughing.
It's a trender. It faded before it was a thing.
I think a lot of things faded for Mike, but I don't know. He's still interested. He's still talking about it, for those of you who care. And by the way, don't write me and say, get Mike Clark. Mike Clark has been offered every opportunity to be on the podcast. I just think stuff has gotten in the way, and it's not that he doesn't want to or we don't want him. He just is... He's busy having problems and living his life. I mean, honestly, he's a very happy guy sitting at home.
He's healthy.
Yeah, no, he's feeling good now. He's feeling good now.
He's not flying anymore, is he? Because I saw somebody fly over my house.
Oh no!
He's ready to fly. He's healthy enough to fly. He's feeling good. He's pumped.
Really? Because somebody flew
over
my house.
What's he doing up there?
Over the other day, and I thought it might have been him because it was, you know.
I'll just look for the tail number.
Yeah, he'll be up there. I think he's kind of
close enough.
777. I used to know his tail number by heart. It's 777.
I think he's
just
getting. I think he's getting in.
One,
super,
one, one,
yeah,
one.
That's
one,
it.
One,
that's it.
He's getting in super geeked mode because he's rocking. We've been sending some songs back and forth from YouTube, which is
what songs?
Sort of an exercise. Oh, just various stuff. Hendrix and Van Halen and some Beatles and just silly stuff that, you know, I might not have seen or he might not have seen. And he always loves it. He's always so fun. Oh, my God, that was so awesome. Yeah. And so I can tell he's kind of fired up and he's talking about flying a lot. And so who knows? He might just shock us all and get his knee done and start coming over once in a while. But I wouldn't plan on him every day or anything like crazy like that. Anyway, I was looking at the late night TV ratings, and because I was curious about your Colbert comments, because I hadn't really Colbert is really an interesting guy to me.
Will you send him this video?
No.
Why not? Sweet.
Fat guy has to have that one, right?
Yeah, I got to find fat guy.
We got a little, totally. Mike and I got a little sidetracked because I sent him the story about, which came out a long time ago, maybe a year ago, about Jimi Hendrix had sent a telegram to Apple Records, attention Paul McCartney, that he wanted to do a record because the Beatles had broken up, I believe, but Apple was, you know, they had all those artists like Badfinger and Billy Preston and certain people that they were putting stuff out, and George and Paul and John and Ringo were all on Apple. So he was still with Apple. Alan Klein was still managing. Anyway, it was to the effect that I want to do a record with Buddy Miles, and I want you to play bass, and I want to, you know, have a three-piece. Oh. And McCartney never got the telegram.
Oh.
I know. Now, that sounds like a pretty cool three-piece.
Yeah.
I got to say. And anyway, so I sent that to him. Mike was out of his mind. I was like, oh, my God, that would have been so cool. And then there was more because... I think, was it a podcast or maybe it was, it might have been on the Beatles channel. They do a thing called Northern Songs where they discuss all kinds of topics like the Beatles and Dylan. Like, George has written songs with Dylan. Dylan's written songs and named the Beatles. They've referenced him in songs. Rubber Soul was all Dylan influence.
Really?
Which I thought was cool. Yeah, Rubber Soul is the Dylan. Really? That's the Dylan album. Huh. I'm Looking Through You, Girl in My Life, all those acoustic songs. That's really an acoustic record.
Yeah,
for the most part, except Drive My Car and what's the one where John's trying to sound like the Dalai Lama? Tomorrow Never Knows.
Who was for sale.
Yes, very much for sale. But yeah, there was a story about Hendrix was really hung up on the White Album and he loved the bass on Dear Prudence and a couple other tracks. And so Mike was listening to these tracks. Oh my God, what a bass line. He was all fired up.
Well, then you should send him those covers.
I do. Oh, the bass line.
Especially if there's a Dear Prudence.
It's related to Hendrix somehow. Maybe I'll send him Red House bass cover. I think he's a big Noel Redding fan.
These are my favorite bass covers when you can barely hear the song.
I know. This is a fantastic bass line.
Yeah, just listen to this guy.
If he plays it right.
Yeah!
Wow. Okay, I think I'm starting to, like, get a little woozy.
This song is like two different beats entirely.
Well, hopefully there's another cover of it.
That was a pretty cool looking Rickenbacker there.
Jimmy Fallon still leads the late night ratings.
Oh, he does?
Not surprised. Tonight Show.
Not by much, though. 0.45 to a 0.41 to a 0.35 for Kimmel. And the... Let's see... Well, actually, total viewers, Colbert's still leading.
Really?
Total viewers, yeah. Adults 18 to 49, which is what they make their money on. Fallon actually leads. Season to date, yeah, he still leads. Viewers million season to date. Yeah, Colbert is significantly in front. But I had, you know, Colbert is weird. I've watched Colbert from time to time. I found his show to be so outstanding, I almost didn't want to watch it because, like, oh, my God, this is so intimidating. Why does anyone do another? Why does anyone even bother doing a show? Because when he has the right guests and the right topics, I don't think anybody's quicker on their feet than Colbert.
Oh, no, he's really great interviewing.
But honestly, the last couple times I checked in on him, it was like Trump, 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 Trump. And I was just like, oh, God, I get enough Trump getting ready for the show. I'm just like, I'm on a vacation from Trump. I mean, I watched the morning Good Morning America Today show, and granted, a lot of people would certainly agree the coverage can be a little bit rough, but I always find myself going, like every morning. And the lead story from the White House, it's almost guaranteed I will sigh during Good Morning America or the Today Show.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Oh, boy. That's how it feels every fucking morning. So I didn't realize Colbert had, so he's gone off the deep end a little bit.
Just the guests.
What's with the guests? Why would he fuck with his guests?
I honestly wonder if it's just like summer guests and politicians are available. I don't know.
Oh, no. Who are you talking about when you say that?
I can't even remember, Drew, but it was like, I saw a list of them. Like, ugh, God, I don't want to watch any
of
these.
Colbert, you know, one of his
Speaking of interviews with politicians, Trudy was down here. We had CNBC on, and some guy was interviewing Elizabeth Warren.
Oh, right, yeah.
And all I could think of is, they're at a lunch, like a little lunch restaurant having the interview.
She's having soup.
And I go, who, Pocahontas?
I think that seems appropriate. That's all I could see her ever eating is soup.
She looks like someone who
Elizabeth Warren food. Soup. Yeah.
Yeah. And
she sustains herself solely on soups, never cream based either.
If I were Elizabeth Warren, I would totally do a makeover and go and come at it from sex. From a
who,
sex
Pocahontas?
Yes. Her.
I think she's
so much the opposite. Yeah, she's so boring.
You maybe get a tiny bit of sexuality out of her. If you could.
I've seen
full
amazing
headdress
makeover.
I think the only way to go for her. She should really just buy into the whole Pocahontas thing. Do the first prayer.
Oh my God, the first prayer.
I was surprised that story didn't get more traction where Trump offered her $1 million for a DNA test to prove her. I mean, how can you turn down $1 million? I mean, it'd be funny if she was able to prove it.
She's getting ancestral dollars.
Oh, I forgot about that. She's already making money. Yeah, politicians are terrible guests, terrible. Although Colbert has the unique ability to make almost any guest funny, which is pretty rare.
I don't know.
Well, you know, politicians, you're really pushing your ability to be funny when you have a politician
on. Mooch, Scaramucci, who is actually a really good interview, both funny and I actually find him really interesting to listen to. But he had Mooch and Avenatti on, and it was terrible.
Oh,
terrible.
Mariucci?
Steve Mariucci.
If you have a show that's designed to make people laugh, I can't imagine having Michael Avenatti on. Why?
No, he's just not funny.
I think he sort of jumped the shark, too.
Yes. Him showing up in London was
I was blown
was
away by him at first. I was like, wow, this
guy's a bulldog.
And then, of course, the deep dive starts happening, like, who is this guy? And going, oh, well, yeah. And then... He can't get enough.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he can't get enough. Anything to be on TV. Boy, he owned it for a while.
Dwayne Johnson, best cast always and forever on any show. And really, there should just be nothing Dwayne Johnson.
Yeah, The Rock's good.
Because he's got this movie coming out, you know, the skyscraper movie, and he's been promoting it. He is such a good guest. He's so
funny.
Not playing an amputee, is he?
Yeah,
he is. He's appropriating an amputee.
Get us out of here, Brandon.
He's the best.
He really brings us back to sort of square and normal.
Yeah. He's a cool dude.
Funny guy. He's really talented. He's not talking
about it. Nice.
Well, I tend to really dig those guests these days.
What?
Very hot.
Because if you're separate from all the bullshit, I just find you're a nice relief.
Yeah, but people love the bullshit, too.
Well, some people do. I don't know. I get too much of it getting ready for the show every day. I mean, really, it's like, oh, really?
Don't worry about it.
You need to take a weekend off.
Yeah, I do.
He is.
I don't know. I'm worn out by dumb people, too. I'm really worn out by dumb people. It's like, oh, my God, Permit, Patty, Barbecue. How many dumb people do we have to read about?
Dumb people make the world go around.
I don't know. Do they really? I think they sort of
Billy McFarlane.
Slow the world down as it's trying to go around. Yeah. What did Billy do now?
Oh, it's really long. But he created a bunch of phony reports, including his the amount of money he brings in and some of the celebrity money he had, like Jennifer Lopez, the Foo Fighters, and Selena Gomez, claiming he had investments from them. He's going away
for them?
From them for the Fire Festival.
Oh, they invested in the Fire Festival?
No, he made it up.
Oh, he made it up.
Yeah, to get all their money. Thank God for dumb people.
Hi. Fucking shit promoter.
Well, Will Maz, be part of the Thursday / Friday show.
No one knows.
We'll see. Have a great night, everybody. Like us on Facebook. Yeah. And rate us on iTunes, Facebook, and anywhere we can be rated. Number 33, bullshit.
Hey, Tom, I would say that's as good as it gets. Wouldn't you say?